Jersey News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. The horror of the deadly Hamas terror attack is fresh on the minds of Israelis today. The second anniversary of the atrocity has Israelis mourning the dead and fearing for the fate of those still held hostage by the terrorists in Gaza. The BBC's Joanne Nell at the scene of the Nova Music Festival massacre.
There are pictures of the more than 340 people who were killed. They'd come to a dance festival at the end of the Jewish holidays 2 years ago when those Hamas attacks began, and there also more than 40 people from here were taken hostage into Gaza, and some of them remain as hostages to this day. So there's a series of events taking place. People at the moment going around paying their respects.
More than 1,200 Israelis were killed in the attack that ignited the Gaza war and Israel's pledge to eliminate Hamas.
At this point, most of Gaza is controlled by the Israeli Defense Force. Tens of thousands of Palestinians have been killed as a result of fighting inside that narrow strip.
Our military affairs analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis. The Senate has again failed to pass a Republican spending bill to end the government shutdown. But White House correspondent Greg Fugston says there are some flickers of hope.
Expiring health care subsidies lie at the center of the funding fight. But President Trump now says he'd be open to striking a deal on health care. And in another hopeful sign on the prospect of ending the shutdown, Senate Republican leader John Thune told reporters there may be a path forward.
The White House threatens federal worker layoffs if the shutdown drags on much longer. Watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 63 points. NASDAQ futures are flat. More on these stories at townhall.com.
With Progressive's collision coverage, my family gets up to $1,000 for vet bills if I'm injured in a car accident. And that makes this Chihuahua really feel like part of the family. What's that? I don't sound like a Chihuahua? Oh, I'm sorry. What exactly am I supposed to sound like? I guess all Chihuahuas are high-strung, riding around in expensive designer purses. Actually, I prefer riding in cars. So I appreciate that my family protects me with Progressive's pet collision coverage. Okay, maybe I am a little high-strung. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Coverage for dogs and cats is included with the purchase of collision coverage and is subject to policy terms.
Is war in the Middle East the revival of an ancient conflict recorded in the Bible?
The nation of Israel is a resurrected nation. So what if there was going to be a resurrection of another people, an enemy people of Israel?
Dinesh D'Souza's new film, The Dragon's Prophecy, is in theaters two nights only, October 6th and 8th.
We came back to a land that was largely barren and empty, and we brought it back to life, and we're going to keep it.
Tickets not sold in theaters. Get tickets only at thedragonsprophecyfilm.com.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company. It's 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
And a good start for the tunnels southbound. Everybody's open right now and really no delays. 895 and into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. After that, the big interchange downtown at Camden Yards. The lanes are open at 95 Russell Street and 395. Very quiet on the JFX south of Ruxton Road. And a good start for the Beltway, even the west side, not too bad right now, but filling in from I-70 down towards Route 40 West. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are looking at increasing clouds today, but still warm and kind of breezy with highs in the low 80s. Rain showers move in late tonight as lows fall into the low 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
59 degrees in Perry Hall, 59 in Randallstown. At 6:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Baltimore County Police have filed additional charges against a man arrested for disorderly conduct on Sunday. Mike Anarte allegedly approached women outside of businesses in the Cockeysville area, instructing them to read a notebook that contained written threats soliciting sex. The 24-year-old is now facing charges that include attempted kidnapping, attempted armed carjacking, and attempted first-degree rape. He remains held without bond at the Baltimore County Detention Center with a bail review to take place today. Three more families are making child sex abuse allegations against a teacher who was acquitted of similar charges in June. Matthew Schlegel was found not guilty on 18 of 21 charges related to allegations of inappropriate contact with students, and the state dismissed the remaining counts. On Monday, the Severna Park Elementary School found families claim their daughters were abused by the third grade math teacher. Last night's winning Maryland lottery pick three was 283. The pick four, 4599. Stein on Sports, coming up next.
Comcast Business can help turn your small business into a connected, secure, modern business. It's how retailers become constantly connecting must-visit shops. How restaurants become reliably up and running neighborhood favorites. How healthcare offices become the data protecting caregivers that we all depend on. And how wealth management firms become cyber securing guardians of your information. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, and Wi-Fi backup, your business can stay connected and get threat ready with Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Get started with our reliable business internet. Plus, stay connected when you add Wi-Fi backup for just $35 a month and ask about a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Call today. Restrictions apply. Wireless Connect requires business internet for additional monthly charge. Taxes and other fees extra. Prepaid card offer ends 11/16/25.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 605 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Defiance marked John Harbaugh's press conference yesterday in Owings Mills as the Ravens and their fans continue to digest the result against the Texans on Sunday. As much as fans are willing to give up, it's as much the coach is unwilling.
It can be fixed. It can be corrected. Things can turn. You know, that's been proven by us and by other teams. So we know we can do it. We're going to fight like crazy to do it and come up with a way to do it.
Anything can happen, but history is not on the Ravens' side. 28 teams since 2020 have started 1-4 in the season. Two have made the playoffs. Speaking of playoffs, the baseball kind continued in the National League last night. First in Milwaukee, where the Brewers overcame an early 3-0 deficit.
Churio with a drive. Center field. Way back. From Jackson Churio, and the Brewers lead 7-3.
Alex Faust had the call on TNT. Jackson Churio's three-run shot with the final runs of the night as the Milwaukee bullpen shut out the Cubs over the final 7-3. 7-3 was the final. Brewers lead the series 2-0, as do the Dodgers in Philly last night behind 6 shutout from Blake Snell. 4-3 LA the final, and they lead it 2-0 as well. Coming up in 30 minutes, the news gets worse for the Dirty Sanchez. And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland.
Time of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County, the right choice for Maryland. It is a Tuesday, October the 7th, 2025. I'm Sean Casey. Thanks for joining us and tuning us in here this morning. Coming up this hour, Baltimore residents questioning the cost of Mayor BS's SUV. It is day 7 of the Schumer shutdown. 5 votes in, 5 votes failed. Democrats like Van Hollen, also Brooks, again, failing to vote to reopen the government. But our top story here today is the 2-year anniversary of the 10/7 Hamas attacks and atrocities committed against Israel. Meanwhile, the indirect peace talks continue in Egypt. So we're going to talk about that here in the first part of the hour. We all remember remember 2 years ago the atrocities when innocent Israelis attending a music festival. These were not IDF soldiers. These were not combatants at war. Were kidnapped, were brutalized, were murdered. And, of course, unspeakable things happened to our Jewish brethren in Israel just 2 years ago. And now we find out that delegations from Hamas and Israel began indirect talks in Egypt on President Trump's plan to end the war. Remember, he has a 20-point peace plan. We'll get to the problem areas here in just a second. But the president seems yesterday to be positive that a deal could still be struck.
It's been very positive on the deal. Everybody is. I think every nation is. We have just about every nation working on this deal and trying to get it done. Something that you could say 3,000 years if you look at it in certain ways, or you could say centuries, but this is a deal that incredibly everyone just came together.
And I certainly hope that the president, of course, his son-in-law Jared Kushner and his good friend Stephen Witkoff are over there now trying to negotiate with these countries. Most of the Arab countries have signed on. The U.S., Israel have signed on. Hamas is the sticking point. Hamas is a terrorist organization that in their charter seek to eliminate not just Israel as a state, but the Jewish people. And I don't know how you are going to ever be able to sit down with Hamas and successfully negotiate a peace, but unless they've been completely conquered and eliminated. And that is a potential outcome here, because the president said that he would completely obliterate Hamas like he did ISIS if they didn't were brought to heel. Here's some of the sticking points. One of them is, of course, there are remaining 48 hostages that Hamas has in the tunnels and elsewhere. Some of them are alive, most of them are dead. But they all need to be repatriated back to Israel, and there are a few American hostages as well. And we also have here's what they want. Hamas wants to exchange the 48 hostages, dead and alive, for nearly 2,000 Palestinians, and get this, including 250 life-term terrorists. These are terrorists that have been given life terms for their terrorist murders and activities. So that to me is sticking point number one. I don't know how Israel, or the U.S. for that matter, would want to exchange hostages for terrorists, or just going to go out and do it again. That's number one. Number two is the fact that you have Hamas has been asked to disarm in the Gaza Strip. I don't see any way, shape, or form that Hamas agrees to that. And number three is they would have to agree to some other entity to control Gaza. Hamas would be out. They would have no say. They would remember Palestinians are the ones that elected Hamas under great duress. But Hamas would be out. They would no longer be in control of Gaza. So those are the three sticking points as we see them right now. I think everything else has been pretty much agreed to. And we'll get your thoughts at 410-922-6680. 1-800-WCBM-680. Should this deal be cut as it is currently constructed? Do you have any reservations about this peace deal? If President Trump can pull it off, it would be beyond Nobel Prize winning level. It would be just one of the greatest peace deals of all time. 613, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
If you're heading into Montgomery County, there's a report of an accident just coming in White Oak. It would be on southbound 29, so that would be after 198 and before the Capitol Beltway. And looks like some lane blockage, maybe even northbound, so several vehicles apparently are involved. So that's on 29 in Montgomery County. A little more of a buildup at both the tunnels, but nothing major early. Looks like we're doing fine in and around Annapolis. Don't see any problems at the Bay Bridge or over towards I-97. And 95 and the parkway both are running okay between the two beltways, with a little bit more of a buildup through Arundel Mills and down towards Route 100 on 295 South. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast today is going to be cloudy, mostly dry during the day, warm and breezy. Last day, that's going to be the temperature is going to be this warm with highs in the low 80s. Rain will move in later tonight. Temperatures falling into the low 60s. Then a very rainy, wet Wednesday morning. It will dry out later, but this cold front coming through is going to drop temperatures up into the 70s from the 80s where we've been at least the last couple of days, and then low upper 60s by Thursday is what we're hearing. So that's going to be a little bit cooler as fall is here. Right now, mostly clear 60 in Reisterstown, 59 in Ellicott City. Time for some one-liner news. Did you hear that Costco is hoping, actually hopping on this weight loss program and bandwagon? The chain is bringing Ozempic and Wegovy into their pharmacies into the U.S.
Hmm.
You know, you can buy in bulk and you can get rid of the bulk at the at the same time. You know, and of course, located right next to the Costco hot dogs, so you might get a little bit of the Ozempic and go get your lunch. A new trend among elderly retirees, they're called silver snorters. Have you heard of this?
No.
They're using cocaine.
Oh.
Yeah. And when Granny falls down, she says, "Help, I've fallen and I need a bump." You know. Who knows? President Trump has sent the National Guard to Chicago to fight violent criminals. Why Chicago? Well, the Bears aren't a bye week, and Mark Sanchez isn't even anywhere around in town. So,
wow, he beat the hell out of that guy.
He really did.
Ooh.
He's in big trouble, as they say.
Yep.
Elsewhere, Wall Street Journal article is highlighting young people now are rediscovering old technology, like flip phones, CD players, digital cameras. And now for tech support, they got to call their grandparents to figure out how to run everything. Sort of like what goes around comes around, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Homeland Security head Kristi Noem says ice will be all over the Super Bowl. And she's not talking about in the Gatorade bucket that gets dumped right over the coach's head.
Right.
And this is all in reaction and response.
Just keeping an eye on Bad Bunny.
Yeah, Bad Bunny. Bad Bunny, of course.
Bad Bunny, Bad Bunny.
I would like to see. I don't know what the ratings were for Saturday Night Live. Did you watch any of it? I don't watch it anymore.
No.
It ceased being funny a long time ago.
There's got to be something. There's got to be golf or something on, so switch over.
They said, well, the monologue was one of the worst ever. Of course, there's not much on at 11:30 on a Saturday night, so that's why they've stayed on all these years. By the way, Rush is back, the band, for a 50-something anniversary tour next year. So Geddy Lee and Alex Lifeson will be joined by German drummer Annika Niles, who has a sit-in for Neil Peart. Were you a Rush fan, Chuck?
No.
Yeah, I never really...
Nope, never got into it.
Got into Rush as well. And I know one of my brothers was a big Rush fan. He was,
I know any of their songs.
Yeah, you know, that's... The tour begins June 7th at the last place they played live, L.A.'s Kia Forum, back in 2015, when their drummer was still alive. So Rush 50 will be released in March, featuring 50 tracks of studio tracks and live tracks from Rush.
Check them out while we're in the break.
Yeah. Yeah, you never heard a single song? Never listened to a single Rush song?
No.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah. I got to tell you,
I've been into Rush. That's my job.
Yes, you are a Rush Hour. I would think
that's it.
Somebody that has been Rush Hours and would have some appreciation for Rush.
Yes, I think that's good.
Yeah, but
okay.
Now that we've actually killed that topic.
Yes.
All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. It is 6:18, 18 minutes after the hour. You are listening to Casey and Company, and our number here, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. We're talking about today is the second anniversary of the 10/7 attacks. And I think when you look at it, you've got, as I said, just a couple of potential hotspots for problems. One, as I mentioned, is this. I don't know, what do you do with 250 lifers that are terrorists? If you're Israel, do you chip them? Do you put something in there you could track them? And if you could, then in order to get the hostages back, because that's the most important thing, you want to make sure that that you know where these terrorists are, because you're just not going to release. Because guess what? They're just going to go back and do it again. And we've seen it. This is a rather rinse repeat in previous hostage releases and prisoner exchanges between Hamas, Israel, and other Muslim terrorist organizations, the Hezbollahs, etc. So that's problem number one. Problem number two is the disarmament. They're never going to disarm. They say they'll disarm if Israel leaves and does not occupy the Gaza Strip and creates a Palestinian state. Well, they already had a Palestinian state, and that ended very, very badly, as we saw. When you have a land adjacent to Israel and Hamas is armed up with these tunnels and all that money that was redirected from the United Nations and elsewhere. They didn't spend it on food. They didn't spend it on the welfare of the Palestinian people. What they did was they armed themselves to the hilt, and then they attacked Israel 2 years ago. So don't want to make that mistake again. Those are some big questions. But there are some actually, that President Trump is getting international praise from all corners, Europe and from the Middle East countries and elsewhere. For getting the two to the peace talk table, and we'll see what happens on these sticking points. All right, your thoughts here. We'll hear next from the local Jewish leaders as to what how they think things are going to happen in the Gaza peace talks here today or tomorrow. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You're listening to Casey and Company on WCBM.
Finding assisted living is tricky enough without someone trying to trick you. That's why at Lorien, they don't tell you one thing on the tour, then something else. After you move in, they tell you exactly what to expect, from their transparent pricing to their robust available medical care with a licensed nurse on site 24 hours a day. Lorien was Maryland's first assisted living location over 45 years ago, and they strive to be Maryland's most reassuring now. Their pricing calculator provides a great start. Try it online at lorienmakesense.com.
Farmers and ranchers, when it's time to buy or sell ag equipment, think Purple Wave Auction. We're your go-to online marketplace for tractors, combines, sprayers, and more. With our no-reserve policy, every item sells to the highest bidder. Experience the Purple Wave difference. Nationwide reach with a local touch. Purple Wave Auction. Whether you're expanding your operation or streamlining your fleet, we've got you covered. Visit purplewave.com today. Fuel your farm with Purple Wave Auction.
This is State Senator Justin Reedy inviting you to join us for the Carroll County Republican Party's Lincoln-Reagan Dinner on Thursday, October 23rd at Fireside on Main in Hampstead. Hear from keynote speaker Congressman Scott Perry of Pennsylvania. The exclusive VIP reception begins at 5:30 p.m. and the general reception is at 7. Do not miss your chance to be part of Carroll County's premier Republican event.
Get your tickets today at ccgop.net before the October 15th deadline before it sells out. By authority of Joe Lehman Tresserer.
See you there.
Looking for unbeatable flavor and local charm? Head to Michael's Cafe in Timonium, the neighborhood favorite for over 40 years. Famous for award-winning crab cakes, handcrafted cocktails, and a lively vibe. Whether it's brunch, date night, or happy hour, Michael's has you covered. Indoor comfort, outdoor fun, and live music on the weekends. It's all happening at Michael's Cafe. Michael's Cafe, Timonium's go-to spot. Taste the tradition. Visit michaelscafe.com. Latest headlines are just minutes away at 30 past the hour. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
6:22, coming up now right after the 6:30 news. It is day 7 of the Schumer shutdown, and now there have been 5 failed votes to reopen the government. And once again, Chris Van Hollen and Angela Alsobrooks have no interest in helping federal workers in reopening the government and then negotiating whatever health care fixes they need to do. I think they want to bring pain, and the reason why they want to bring pain to Marylanders and to Americans is so they can blame Trump for it. That's the whole reason why the Democrats are dug in. And we've got the Maggie Hunter sneaking into the studio with a squeaky door. Put some WD-40 on that, can you? What's another stuff? 3-in-1 oil? You ever try 3-in-1 oil?
Oh, yeah. We used to use
a lawnmower growing up. We got to turn on that Gerbil Run microphone for you.
There he is.
All right. Time for the latest on the highways and byways with the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
895 now with a brief delay forming O'Donnell Street into that area, but everybody's going into the tunnel, which is always good news. But the two green arrows right now, southbound Fort McHenry Tunnel, still looks good, doing fine there. We don't see any problems at all right now on 95 through the city. The west side outer loop should begin to fill in just a bit, and we should start to see some brake lights now in the area just around I-70 and right now currently just down to the ramp area at Route 40 West. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast today: cloudy, mostly dry during the day, warm and breezy, low 80s, and then the rain will be moving into night, bringing in a cold front, dropping the temperatures into the low 60s, and starts out wet tomorrow, but dries out later in the day, but cooler temperatures for your high. Right now it's 60 and clear skies in Baltimore City, 60 in Middle River, and you're on Casey and Company. You can join us here 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You know, Marty points out, and absolutely right, that 2 years ago today, terrorist murdered nearly 1,200 civilians with a level of depravity that hadn't really been seen since Hitler's Germany. And war crimes include use of rape as a weapon of war, targeting civilians, using civilians as human shields, taking hostages and using them as propaganda. If Hamas lays down their arms, there will be peace. If Israel lays down their arms, they will cease to exist. And that's a very important point, because remember, since the very beginning, when Israel was created by the Balfour Declaration in 1948 by the UN, it has been attacked within, you know, minutes, basically. They've been attacked by Egypt. They've been attacked by Lebanon. They've been attacked by just about everybody in the Middle East. And now, of course, we have the Abraham Accords, which the rest of the Middle East seems to want to play nice, except for just a few actors. And they are Iran and their proxies, Hezbollah and the Houthis, and, of course, Hamas. And Hamas is, again, a terrorist organization. They are born out of the PLO, the Palestine Liberation Organization, led by Yasser Imarat, who is now, taking a dirt nap. These are the people that their very existence is to destroy Israel and to kill Israelis. So this would be a monumental peace deal. Locally, we had a couple of folks that have weighed in on this, and this is one is Howard Lidbit. He's with the Baltimore Jewish Council, and Karen Levin, executive director of the Baltimore Zionist District. They weigh in on whether or not they think peace is achievable in the Middle East, specifically the Gaza Strip.
I want to be optimistic, but I also, there's a little bit of, we've been down this road, and I'm worried that somehow, in some way, an impediment will come up and all bets are off.
We're not waiting for Israel. We're not waiting for the United States. We're not waiting for the other Arab countries to agree. We're waiting for a terrorist organization to say yes to a deal.
Yeah, and that's the key point here. This is a terrorist organization. You can't trust terrorists. We're not supposed to negotiate with terrorists, and yet here we are. In a situation where they initially killed 1,200 people, and then now they've abducted 251 individuals, 48 remain. And that's the key point here for both Howard Lidbit and Karen Levin is how do we get the remaining hostages out of the clutches of Hamas?
Because they're humans. They're people. They're sitting underground. And what Hamas did on October 7th was that they invaded a country and they took humans.
This isn't like prisoners of war. They aren't accused of anything. They were taken from a music festival. They were taken from peace-loving kibbutzes, and they've been held for 2 years.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. Remember the videos from that day. Remember, Hamas themselves wore those GoPro cameras on their motorcycles and on their helmets, and they wanted the world
to document the terror.
They wanted to document. That was the goal, to show the atrocities that they were capable of, to document their terror activity, and the whole world saw it. And now we are 2 years later. And I think what happens is with these terrorists, and President Trump had it right with ISIS. And again, if Hamas look. I fully expect Hamas is going to have to agree to all 20 points in the peace plan. Otherwise, it's going to be curtains for them. Because the only way you send a message to terrorists, because the only language they understand is abject and complete annihilation and violence. And that is, they would have to be completely obliterated. Now, a lot of their leadership has already been taken out. You do have some remaining remnants of these dirt balls that are still hanging around. But I do think that if they do not agree to a peace deal, then President Trump has two options. One, he can say to Bibi Netanyahu, finish him off. Get the job done. Now, what happens to the hostages then, that is going to be unfortunate, because they're going to be in harm's way. They already are in harm's way, and they could end up losing their lives, and then the remains of the ones that are dead aren't going to be returned or repatriated to Israel or to the United States. But at some point, you've got to show these terrorists that you mean business. business, and you've got to send a message that they think twice before we ever launch another attack like that again, if ever. Your thoughts on that? 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You know, living on a fixed income in today's economy is not easy. Prices keep going up, and your income hasn't. And if you're still making a mortgage payment on top of that, it can feel like you're barely getting by every month. That's why Mark McVeary, the Reverse Mortgage Answers man, has been getting so many calls of late, you know, for over 30 years. Mark's been helping homeowners 62 years of age and older eliminate that mortgage payment, stay in the home they love, and finally get a little bit of breathing room. If you're starting to feel things getting a little bit tighter, don't wait till the noose becomes too tight. Every month you make that payment is less money you could be keeping. And in some cases, if you wait too long, Mark might not be able to give you the help that you deserve. So Mark is really one of the good guys. He's local. He's experienced. He's easy to talk to. There's no cost, no obligation, just honest answers. So call Mark at 410-788-7070. 410-788-7070. Tell him I told you to call. Again, 410-788-7070. Talk with a guy that Maryland Homeowners Trust, Mark McVeary. 6:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Mayor Brandon Scott says the city of Baltimore has filed a lawsuit against Money Lion Technologies for an alleged payday lending scheme. The city claims the company used misleading marketing and interest charges that trapped residents in an exploitive cycle of debt. The mayor and city council claim Money Lion violates Baltimore's consumer protection ordinance by misleading and manipulating consumers into taking high-cost, high-frequency, small-amount, short-term loans known as Instacash advances. The mayor says Money Lion preyed on vulnerable residents in borrowing cycles that made it harder for them to pay bills and put food on the table. And Governor Wes Moore has announced the launch of the Maryland Department of Labor's Federal Shutdown Loan Program. The program provides financial support to Maryland residents who are essential federal employees who are required to work without receiving a paycheck during the shutdown. Applications are now being accepted, but they will only be processed if the shutdown extends through October 15th. Under the program, one-time loans of $700 will be offered without interest, and they have to be repaid 45 days after the shutdown ends. To qualify, applicants must provide proof of ID, Maryland residency, and essential federal employment status. And Johnny Olszewski has asked that his pay be withheld until the federal government reopens. Speaking in Towson on Monday, the 2nd District Democrat said it's important to lead from the front and be treated the same as federal employees, and it's the right thing for him to do. The shutdown is affecting nearly 250,000 federal workers in Maryland. Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollen is also foregoing a paycheck during the shutdown. WCBM News Time, 6:32. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey, Maryland business owners, listen up. You're already paying into the Empower Maryland program through your utility bill, so why not cash in on the benefits? If your facility uses outdated lighting, you could qualify for 100% free LED lighting upgrades, no strings attached. Now, that means zero equipment costs, zero installation costs, zero hassle for you. Now, this offer is now available only to businesses. So for any office, warehouse, retail store, house of worship, government building, any commercial properties, these new LEDs can slash your energy bills by up to 50%, reduce maintenance, and brighten your workplace. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED, and schedule your survey. That's 855-4-FREE-LED. Don't miss out. When the program's over, so is the savings. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Get started on your new LED upgraded lighting. For zero cost and energy savings, call now.
On Casey and Company, it's 6:33. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
That wreck in Montgomery County is in White Oak. If you're familiar with that, it's 29 between 198 and the Capitol Beltway. And the report we have about 10 minutes ago said both sides of the roadway affected on 29. So there's a lot of traffic in there. You may have to take New Hampshire Avenue and come down to the Capitol Beltway to get around that area as the detour route. Nothing major yet on the Beltway. Looks like we're still in the green for all the traffic at the Bay Bridge and then coming over towards the Severn River Bridge and over towards I-97. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are looking at increasing clouds today, but still warm and kind of breezy with highs in the low 80s. Rain showers move in late tonight as lows fall into the low 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Is there anything suggesting at this point that it will get any better for the Ravens as they're saddled with a 1-4 record heading into a Week 6 showdown with the Rams? Head coach John Harbaugh yesterday in Owings Mills thinks there is.
We stopped the run, you know, I thought pretty effectively yesterday when you watched the tape, except for two plays, you know, and that's always what it is. And the first run that got out was a straight up, you know, just misaligned defense by, you know, a guy that, you know, is just learning. And then the other one was a scramble. You know?
Those two plays accounting for 57 of the Texans' 166 yards on the ground. Harbaugh, though, did add there were some things to clean up on the run defense.
But yet they bleed us for 3 and 4 more than I want. I want to see those threes be nones and ones. And I want to see the fives and sixes be threes. You know, that's what we can detail and be just be better.
Rams with a good rushing attack coming in on Sunday. Monday night football last night in Jacksonville. That was a messy game-winning touchdown.
Tonight, it's first and goal with 30 seconds left. Now Lawrence goes down, has to get up, breaks a tackle, touchdown Jacksonville!
Joe Buck and Troy Aikman on the call. Trevor Lawrence, if you didn't see it, took the snap, stumbled, fell, got up, and ran it in, propelling the now 4-1 Jags to a 31-28 upset win over the Chiefs. And LDS last night in Philly, Dodger left-hander Blake Snell was dominant.
And Harper, a swing at a miss. He struck him out. Snell goes back to the slider. What a big K that was.
Joe Davis had the call on TNT. That was huge in the six with two on and one out in a scoreless game. Dodgers would beat the Phils 4-3 to take a 2-0 lead. Snell becoming the first pitcher in MLB postseason history to toss four games of six inning, nine strikeout, two or fewer hit ball, the most in MLB history. The other series is also 2-0. Brewers over the Cubs. Jackson Churio and Andre Vaughn each with a three-run shot. That game was Milwaukee 7, Chicago 3. Charges keep piling up against former NFL quarterback and soon-to-be former Fox broadcaster Mark Sanchez. Marion County Prosecutor Ryan Mears announcing felony charges now against Sanchez of battery involving serious bodily injury, punishable by 1 to 6 years in prison. These on top of misdemeanor charges that have already been filed. And finally, earlier this year, President Trump revealed that the White House will host a UFC event in 2026 to celebrate America's 250th birthday. Well, now we know the date exactly. It won't be on July 4th. Apparently, it'll be on June 14th, which also happens to be President Trump's 80th birthday. UFC President Dana White has suggested that the event will be carried live by CBS. The time now is 6:37. When we return, Football Pick'em takes a goose egg.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Have you ever been on the grounds of the White House?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So where will the UFC event be held, actually?
I think it's going to be out where the Rose Garden used to be.
So that's on the backside of it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's the only logical place,
yeah.
Actually. That's going to be unbelievable.
Yeah, I think they should have Dirty Sanchez versus Keith Olbermann. should be the opening UFC match. Then I'm hoping maybe Joy Behar versus Sonny Hostin. I mean, they're infinite.
Well, you got to put Joy Reid out there somewhere.
Joy Reid versus Whoopi Goldberg. I mean, you think through this thing, there are a lot of possibilities.
There really are.
That we could have.
Yeah.
You know, maybe we get the Harbaugh brothers, John and Jim.
Nice.
Going at it, you know, in a friendly match.
All right, I've got to come up with a few of those now, too. You're absolutely right.
How about people
right.
here?
Yeah. Hey, who would you like to see here?
Well,
I think me and Sean would put on a good show.
Yeah.
You would.
Yeah.
Oh, and wait. And you could be the referee.
Yeah.
Yes!
You could be the, weren't you one of those ring girls once?
Oh, hell to the no.
I thought you were, weren't you invited by a pro wrestling radio show?
It was just a silly thing. It went many, many, many years ago.
But it was accurate that you were invited.
I was approached.
She is speechless for the first time in her career.
I was approached. I don't lie, but I was. Yes, I was approached. Okay.
But Sean, we have an issue though. Now, just real quick, both you and I went 0-4.
It was brutal.
It was. And now what?
Maggie's
going to take over.
Yeah, she'll pick.
Right, Maggie, you're up.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
you went 1-3 last week, by the way.
I did.
Yeah, yeah, you did. So now you're in.
Yeah, you're in.
So I'm in.
It was a bad week.
It was.
Yeah, I find it difficult for the first 4 weeks, obviously.
To know who's who.
Exactly. But right. I think we're getting a better idea now. So yeah, we'll see what happens the rest of the way. But you're still the leader. So.
Sean, you're 6-14.
I know. It's really, really
hard.
It is hard.
Okay, goodbye.
And my thoughts have been elsewhere, obviously. 6:39, 21 minutes now before the hour, 7 o'clock. Here we go. Day 7 of the Schumer shutdown. And, of course, United States Senate voted again on Monday to reopen the government. Again, it failed. And again, only two Democrats voted to reopen the government. They are, of course, Fetterman of Pennsylvania. Yes. Well, he doesn't get the Sombrero. But the other Democrats all do. Like, you know who? Hakeem Jeffries. Do you know that only one Democrat voted over in the House? It was 217 to 212. One Democrat, that was Jared Golden of Maine, was the only Democrat. Every other Democrat, including all seven Democrats here in Maryland, voted against reopening the government, against the clean continuing resolution over in the House before it came to the Senate. And now in the Senate, it's just Fetterman and Catherine Cortez Masto, I think, of Nevada. And then Rand Paul has been a no vote. So you actually need, because it's only 52, you need 8 Democrats now to come over and to break the filibuster and to reopen the government. But I think this is going to be a long one. I really do. I think it's going to be protracted. And this is something that you look at and President Trump talking about the Schumer shutdown.
Up till now, there hasn't been a great deal of pain. There could be a great deal of pain, but up till now, there hasn't been. I will say this, just hang in there, because I think a lot of good things are going to happen. That's all I can say. I mean, I think a lot of good things could happen, and that could also pertain to health care.
Yeah, and that's going to – here the situation is the Democrats want – well, Speaker Johnson, let me play this clip, and then we can discuss it.
Chuck Schumer is making a demand in exchange for opening the government. He wants to spend $1.5 trillion additional dollars, and he wants all that absurdity back in the budget. We're not doing that. Republicans have drawn a line. We're going to return to sanity here, and we can't let Chuck Schumer and the Democrats prevail.
Yeah, what the Democrats want, they're demanding restoring health care access for illegal aliens. That is a non-starter. President Trump will not agree to that in any way, shape, or form. They wanted $500 million funneled back to the leftist PBS propaganda. Look, PBS, NPR, if you can't stand on your own, get out of the game. Okay? To have to leech off taxpayer dollars to continue to broadcast either PBS on television or NPR on radio, hit up your leftist donors. I'm sure they'll fund the entire freight. They tried to slash funding for rural hospitals that are serving working class Americans, and the Democrats are demanding $1.5 trillion in new spending tied to just a 7-week funding mechanism. This is reckless and irresponsible way to govern. The president is not going to do it. And so now we've had 5 failed votes. But, hey, Chris Van Hollen and the other Democrats are now virtue signaling. Van Hollen and Johnny Zero, Kwesi Mvume, Sarah Elfrith, Radical Jamie Raskin are all now saying, we're going to identify with federal workers now. We're going to be just like federal workers, but it's just going to be on this issue. It's not going to be like when they're investing money, when the rest of us are can't do insider trading. They're allowed to act on stock tips when they're getting inside. We know what laws are coming down the pike and so on and so forth. Congress gets paid, but how does Congress get paid and the military does not?
So twisted.
Yeah. Is that not twisted? Their priorities are completely out of whack. Steny Hoyer says he still wants to be paid. All right. So at least Steny's being honest. There's not much to like about Steny Hoyer, but at least this time he's being honest. Every single Democrat, Andy Harris did not respond to the Baltimore Sun article as to what he's doing with his pay. But the rest of the Democrats are all saying, nope, we're going to forgo our pay just like you federal workers because they'll get paid back when they eventually do reopen. Yeah. 6:43. It is time for traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, full in voice and just, well, full in general. Here is Chuck Whitaker.
Yes, I've had breakfast. Thank you so much.
Well,
95 South, a few brake lights now right after O'Donnell Street. Nothing major. Still about a five-minute delay at the most at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. 895 has backed up a little bit now towards the Erdman Avenue ramp, so maybe 5 to 7 minutes now for 895. But we'll take it. Not a big deal at this point. If you're coming down 95 from Harford County, there's a report of a minor accident. Should be on the shoulder already, but it's 95 South, very close to the Harford County and the Baltimore County line. That's a big wreck in White Oak in Montgomery County. Route 29 is affected in that area. So it's after 198 and it's north of the Capitol Beltway. Latest report still says that both sides of 29 are closed at the accident scene. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Cloudy, mostly dry during the day, warm and breezy. Last day where it's going to be in the low 80s because temperatures are going to drop here by tomorrow and into Thursday. Right now we're mostly clear, 59 in Bel Air, and it is 60 in the Baltimore City. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners. In the name of Butterball Johnson.
Got a lot of problems, a lot of mental problems.
Yes, too numerous to count. It is National Taco Day.
It's raining tacos from out of the sky. Tacos, no need to ask why. Just open your mouth.
That is not Maggie and the Hunterettes.
They broke up years ago.
Yes, they did. They had one taco too many.
They went down with Chi-Chi's.
Chi-Chi's is coming back.
I know.
Yeah.
It always had that effect on me. Oh, you mean it's coming back?
It's not repeating, coming back. KFC has brought back the original honey barbecue sauce, making it available the first time as a sauce option on its fried chicken sandwich, and chicken tenders. By the way, Arby's is now introducing steak nuggets. Steak nuggets. It depends on the cut of the steak. If they're ribeye nuggets, it'd probably be good, but some of those steak nuggets can be a little tough.
I don't know. They have the meats.
Yeah, they do. That means they got the tacos as well. Baby Bell has just dropped Hellfire Cheese. If you're a fan of Stranger Things on Netflix,
yes.
they're doing a cross-promotion tie-in with them. Mini Baby Bell Hellfire Cheese Snacks.
Ooh, we have liftoff.
Yeah. They have a spicy blend of red bell pepper and red jalapenos and cayenne pepper.
That'll ruin you.
Exactly.
That'll destroy anything you can.
That'll clear you out for sure. And pizza, they've done it right. They redesigned their logo, but they just tweaked it. You don't have to reinvent the wheel. You just polish it a little bit. It's a kind of a lesson for Cracker Barrel and others that have tried to completely trash their brand and come back with something all together different.
See where Cracker Barrel got rid of their ad agency?
Yeah, it was all called Profit, I think.
Right.
And they fired them because of their...
Good move.
Yeah. Yeah, again, look, there's nothing wrong with wanting to improve your image and rebrand, but you've got to do it and keep in mind your mission, you know? What got you, you know, started and what made you successful? I think a lot of these companies have gotten away from that. So we shall see what happens. There's a rumor now that Coca-Cola is contemplating pulling its advertising out of the Super Bowl, but I think Pepsi,
wow.
I think Pepsi has the rights. So I saw that trending earlier this morning on X, and I got to double check it, but I think Pepsi has got pouring rights at this year's Super Bowl. So that all has to do with Bad Bunny. You've been known to chase some Bad Bunnies in your backyard.
Well, I went to Playboy Club one time. They damn near did me in then.
I thought that was Bambi.
Ooh, she was there, too.
Yeah, they were all there.
I had that day.
All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. Appreciate that. We'll just won't go any further there. 6:48, 12 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock here on Casey and Company. We're talking about day, again, I haven't felt any pain yet. Have you felt any pain from the government shutdown? Now, I understand I'm not a federal worker, so, again, but if you are a federal worker, love to hear if you are to the point now where you need to do something. Or I will tell you this. I think one of our listeners as Marty comes up with a great suggestion. He says that Speaker Johnson needs to give Hakeem Jeffries, Senior Jeffries and Senior Schumer, 5 days deadline. You get 5 days to vote on the clean continuing resolution, or it's off the table. And when you pull it off the table, then you start working on the 12 individual funding bills. These are the single subject appropriation bills and regular order so we can restore order in our budget. Because right now, the clean CR continues all this Biden-era level spending, all this COVID stuff that should have been pulled out after COVID was no longer a thing. And we see that's the reason why Rand Paul continues to vote against the clean CR. Because he thinks that we should be doing 12 single subject bills and we shouldn't have this level of spending. But what the rest of the Republican leadership wants, just get us to November 21st. But the point is, and I've said this before, remember President Trump just said there's no pain yet. Well, there is going to be pain, and that's what Democrats are counting on. They want to bring the pain onto the federal workers. It's costing about $15 billion to the economy on a weekly basis. They want to bring that pain. They want Americans to feel it. They want Marylanders to feel it. So then they can use their minions in their propaganda wing of the Democrat Party called the state-run media. They want them to begin to blame the Republicans. So we've got some polls. We'll get to those up in the MAGA update coming up a little bit later on. But that's the reason why. And I think this could be at least 2 weeks, because that's when we're going to see, I think, paychecks go. We're supposed to go out for a lot of these federal workers. So this might be a protracted one, at least 2 weeks, maybe even longer, unless Chris Van Hollen and Angela Alsobrooks and the Democrats come to their senses, if they had any to begin with. All right, coming up next, Baltimore residents questioning the cost of Mayor Scott's Pimp My Ride.
Looking for unbeatable flavor and local charm? Head to Michael's Cafe in Timonium, the neighborhood favorite for over 40 years. Famous for award-winning crab cakes, handcrafted cocktails, and a lively vibe. Whether it's brunch, date night, or happy hour, Michael's has you covered. Indoor comfort, outdoor fun, and live music on the weekends. It's all happening at Michael's Cafe. Michael's Cafe, Timonium's go-to spot. Taste the tradition. Visit michaelscafe.com. Looking for fun just off Route 140 and 795? Well, swing by Mitchell's Golf Complex in Reisterstown. We've got three mini golf courses, a driving range with lights, and a nine-hole executive course that's perfect for all skill levels. From family fun to serious practice. It's all here, next to the Reisterstown Sportsplex. Mitchell's Golf Complex, open daily. Golf, fun, close to home. Call 410-833-7721 or on the web at mitchellsgolf.com.
Hey guys, it's Rob Carson. If your kitchen or bath is ready for an upgrade, it's time to call the experts at John Hagee Remodeling. Choose chic cabinet refacing for a brand new look without the time, mess, and cost of custom remodeling, or let their design experts plan your complete kitchen or bath remodel. Either way, you get award-winning craftsmanship and customer service. See some of their amazing work at johnhagee.com. That's John, HEAGY.com, or stop by their showroom on York Road in Hunt Valley. Call John Hagee Remodeling today.
Your projects, our experts. The Maryland Fall Home and Garden and Craft Show, October 17th through 19th at the Timonium Fairgrounds. 3 days only for great deals, new ideas, and practical advice with trusted local experts. Buy tickets online and save $2 at ndfallhomeandgarden.com.
A lot can happen in an hour.
Strap yourselves in, folks.
We'll update you at the top of it, just minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Still to come, we're going to talk about the top of the hour. What's happening with Illinois and Chicago? They're suing the president over the National Guard being deployed from Texas there. Was there a CPD stand-down order sent out as ICE agents were boxed in and in trouble? And we'll take a look at when is the perp walk for Jim Comey and Jack Smith, the news breaking that the Biden FBI tracked the private phone calls of 8 Republican senators in a fishing expedition. When will they ever be held accountable for their alleged criminal act? 6:53, traffic and weather on the threes, and once again with the update now, the king of all traffic, Lug Nuts Johnson.
295 South, Route 100, all the lanes are open. I think there was a traffic stop just there in the median, and now the police car and the person who got an invitation or whatever they got has now moved on. So everything's okay through there.
down towards Route 32, coming down from Arundel Mills. No problems at all. New wreck in the city, maybe a pedestrian struck at Harford Road at Northern Parkway. If you're coming down 95 from Harford County, minor wreck on the shoulder. Could get some brake lights. 95 south around the Harford County and the Baltimore County line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast today, cloudy, mostly dry during the day, warm and breezy, highs in the low 80s. Rain will move in later on this evening, bringing cooler temperatures. And right now it's pretty cool, clear, 59 in Forest Hill, 60 in Glen Burnie. And you're on Casey and Company here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Steve in Reisterstown, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Real quick, I found out what the furlough workers, maybe they should all be working on the Key Bridge.
Yeah, get all hands on deck there. Get everybody out there on the Key Bridge. That'll save us some money, and they get some. They can earn their pay while they're off doing nothing. Steve, it's a great idea. Thanks for the call. Appreciate that. Also, we'll tell you where the ICE agents are targeting, which cities here in Maryland, which jurisdictions, and there are several that are hotbeds of illegal alien activity. That coming up in just a second, but. Baltimore City residents have begun to question Mayor BS's $163,000 SUV. And again, look, I want to preface my remarks by saying the mayor deserves to have a government-provided vehicle. They're not expected to drive their own personal cars. And there's going to be some level of security that an elected official is going to have, because there are a lot of nut jobs, mostly Democrats, but there are a lot of nut jobs out there, and they need to have security. Now, that being said, I think you look at the mayor of Philadelphia, Sherelle Parker, she's driving around in a $50,000 Mustang. The mayor of Boston, Michelle Wu, is driving around in a $55,000 hybrid SUV. But our mayor, Mayor BS, no, he's driving a Jeep Grand Wagoneer. That's the top of the line Jeep vehicle, $164,000 with security upgrades, and that includes apparently sirens and lights. And I'm guessing there's got to be some. I don't know if he needs to be armored beneath, because that's what you do when there's IEDs and so on. So I know the Beast is, but the Beast, the presidential limousine, that's the president of the United States, and we've all seen the threats that they endure or have to endure. $1.8 million for the Beast. But here, really? $164,000 for an SUV? Baltimore residents reacted.
$100,000 car? No. Just to drive in? No.
Why is it that he says the streets are safe, but he still needs to up armor and get more protection for his car?
No, I don't think that's an appropriate price. I do think that they probably need to be spending our taxpayer resources a little bit better than that. $165,000, I can't afford that kind of car.
City Councilman Zach Blanchard, who represents the Federal Hill area, I would think you'd have other priorities based on what's been going on in Federal Hill. He defended the purchase in a statement saying, quote, I think buying a nicer SUV with relevant safety and communications enhancements twice a decade is pretty reasonable for a large city's top elected official. When you look at it, went down to Federal Hill, and we got some reactions. First, we'll hear from Mayor Scott, and then more of the reaction from city residents.
I think the residents of Baltimore understand that the governor of Maryland, the comptroller of Maryland, the county executives, we all have vehicles.
I'm the one that does not understand that.
I feel like there are more things that are more important right now in the city that money needs to be going towards.
Yeah, and a lot of folks saying that this is not an appropriate price whatsoever. You look at it, a dealership has confirmed to Fox 45 the price of the Jeep Grand Wagoneer starts at about $62,000 for a basic model, but you can trick it out up to $120,000 with all the bells and whistles, and apparently this is what Mayor Scott has done. Mayor BS's vehicle has TVs and leather seats. Hey, if you're trying to say, we're just coming off an $85 million deficit in Baltimore City, and you feel it necessary to have TVs and leather seats, why not save the taxpayers some money? Go with cloth. You really need to watch TV when you're, maybe you can do it on your own government phone. Again, this is more than a basic threshold model because obviously there were security upgrades made to it. We don't have that information as of yet. I guess we're going to have to file a FOIA request to find out because it's hard to compare other cities and other SUVs out there when we don't know what, you know, is it bulletproof glass? So when he's riding through West Baltimore, and he... If and when he ever does ride through West Baltimore, I don't think that's happening at night. I think from the look, I understand he's got a wife, he's got a child, so you want to be safe, and he's an elected official. But at the same time, I think $164,000 is extravagant. It is a waste of taxpayer dollars, and I think he should have thought better of it before sending that. And I understand some people say, well, Sean, it might last 8 to 10 years. Okay, it might. But still, wouldn't it be better if you spent $70,000 on it than $160,000? And if it lasts, you can find cars. I think the Hyundais are guaranteed for what? 10 years, 100,000 miles? Get the top-of-the-line Hyundai instead of the Jeep Grand Wagoneer. By the way, there's a report out from the Baltimore Banner today. Maryland State Police, one of the barracks was using candy to encourage their troopers to make traffic stops. We'll discuss coming up in just a second. Kid you not. This is coming from inside the Golden Ring Barracks. All right. Best of Casey & Company, available each and every day at WCBM.com on our Facebook and Rumble pages. Check it out. Brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. It's 7 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Radio 680.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump not ruling out use of the Insurrection Act to deploy National Guard troops in cities and states that are fighting such deployments. The city of Chicago and the state of Illinois have gone to court.
The president has portrayed Chicago and other U.S. cities as war-ravaged and lawless and argued they need federal involvement. But the lawsuit alleges that Donald Trump's long-declared war on Chicago and Illinois is unlawful and dangerous. A federal judge did not immediately block the deployment of National Guard troops, but gave the Trump administration 2 days to respond to Illinois' lawsuit. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Israelis marking 2 years since the deadly Hamas terror attack that touched off the war in Gaza.
Hamas units have stormed army bases, farming communities, as well as the outdoor music festival, killing some 1,200 people, mostly civilians, including women, children, and older adults. 251 others were abducted. Around 20 of them are believed by Israel to still be alive.
Correspondent Charles Deledesma, our military affairs analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, says Middle East poses numerous challenges to the peacemaker.
The Iranians may have been quieted for a while, but they're not gone. The Hezbollah's rebuilding. Hamas is, albeit significantly diminished, it still has its psychological aspects, and some of their fighters continue to exist. So there's been compromise in the midst, but you know, certainly the tragedy of 2023 is on everyone's mind as we go forward.
Today, day 7 of the government shutdown, no end in sight. For a fifth time, the Senate has failed to pass a Republican spending bill that would end the government shutdown. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are up 15 points, NASDAQ futures 1 point in the red. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You know, it was 2 years ago that terrorists murdered more than 1,200 innocent Israelis and took 250 hostages. And today it seems as if the cries of the dead and dying have been drowned out by shouts of anti-Semitism. And the most brutal attack on Jewish people since the Holocaust has been forgotten by many. Yet, as the world looks away, there is a light that shines in the darkness. United in faith, Christians in America will boldly stand with Israel this month by participating in a growing movement known as Flags of Fellowship. Flags of Fellowship unites churches across America, planting over 1 million Israeli flags across our land. Together, we will combat hate and the scourge of anti-Semitism, one flag at a time. And through our prayers, we can save lives, bring hope, and be a part of seeing a brighter future unfold. This October, please join us by donating your flag.
Show the world Israel is not alone. To get more information about how you can join Flags of Fellowship and its movement, go to ifcj.org. That's ifcj.org.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company. It's 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
The west side outer loop now is filled in, and we're stop and go. 795 down to Frederick Road. The Parkville side slows at Hartford Road. The inner loop through Pikesville, still not too bad right now. Heading on the inner loop through Park Heights Avenue and over to the JFX for about a 7, maybe 10 minute delay southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. That's still doable for this time in the morning. New wreck in Baltimore County. It's over on the west side, Crosby Road at Creekmont Road. City police out with the wreck. Again, it may be a pedestrian struck Hartford Road at Northern Parkway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are looking at increasing clouds today, but still warm and kind of breezy with highs in the low 80s. Rain showers move in late tonight as lows fall into the low 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
58 degrees in Perry Hall and 58 in Pikesville at 7:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Baltimore County Police have filed additional charges against a man arrested for disorderly conduct on Sunday. Mike Anarte allegedly approached women outside of businesses in the Cockeysville area, instructing them to read a notebook that contained written threats soliciting sex. The 24-year-old is now facing charges that include attempted kidnapping, attempted armed carjacking, and attempted first-degree rape. He remains held without bond at the Baltimore County Detention Center with a bail review to take place today. Three more families are making child sex abuse allegations against a teacher who was acquitted of similar charges in June. Matthew Schlegel was found not guilty on 18 of 21 charges related to allegations of inappropriate contact with students, and the state dismissed the remaining counts. On Monday, the Severna Park Elementary School families claimed their daughters were abused by the third grade math teacher. Last night's winning Maryland lottery pick three was 283. The pick four, 4599. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Comcast Business can help turn your small business into a connected, secure, modern business. It's how retailers become constantly connecting must-visit shops. How restaurants become reliably up and running neighborhood favorites. How healthcare offices become the data-protecting caregivers that we all depend on. And how wealth management firms become cyber-securing guardians of your information. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, and Wi-Fi backup, your business can stay connected and get threat-ready with Comcast Business. Powering possibilities.
Get started with our reliable business internet. Plus, stay connected when you add Wi-Fi backup for just $35 a month. And ask about a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Call today. Restrictions apply. Wireless Connect requires business internet for additional monthly charge. Taxes and other fees extra. Prepaid card offer ends 11/16/25.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 705 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Ravens head coach John Harbaugh started his press conference yesterday with an interesting comment.
We've got a lot of decisions to make. We've got a lot of planning to do. We've been at it since last night. So
a bit later, pressed on what those decisions actually may be involved.
You know, I mean, I got a long list, you know, based on how the game went. I can tell you that. There's a long list, all three phases. But it starts with that for sure. You look at, you know, how guys did and where guys are at and what you need to do and who else might need an opportunity, you know. And
so the takeaway is personnel changes could be on the horizon for Sunday's tilt with the Rams. Monday Night Football last night was an interesting lesson for the Ravens.
On second down, picked off! Lloyd again! Devin Lloyd! What a year! Still rolling down the sideline. One man to beat. Lloyd, pick six.
Joe Buck with the call on ESPN. Devin Lloyd, a 99-yard interception return for a touchdown, part of a 31-28 Jags comeback win over the Chiefs. The Jags are 4-1, and they lead the NFL with 14 takeaways, four more than the next team with 10. The Ravens have two. Only the Jets with none have less. Coming up in 30 minutes, the puck drops on the NHL season tonight. And that is Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the comfort guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Bel Air to Glen Burnie to Fort McHenry and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680, our number here, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us on Casey and Company at am680 at WCBM.com. You can text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Thanks for your emails and your texts here this morning. We'll read some of those coming up in just a second. But coming up in this hour, your top stories are the DJS here in Maryland, still a mess. Biden FBI. And persecutor Jack Smith tracking private phone calls of eight Republican senators in a fishing expedition to try to get dirt on President Trump. When will the indictments be handed down? When will we start seeing perp walks of Mr. Comey? Maybe tomorrow? And Jack Smith. Our top story here today is that the Windy City of Chicago, led by communist Brandon Johnson, and of course the Illinois governor, J.B. Pritzker, now suing the president over him wanting to send the National Guard into the city of Chicago.
The state of Illinois filed a lawsuit challenging Donald Trump's unlawful and unwarranted plans to deploy armed military troops to Chicago.
Yeah, well, just over the weekend, 25 people were shot, 5 killed, and I don't know what the body count is now, but it's pretty bad. It continues. The people of Chicago, it is so bad that many residents now have done a flip Chicago red to Trump. Pritzker says that they are not being invaded.
There is no invasion here. There is no insurrection here. And local and state law enforcement are on the job and managing what they need to.
Well, apparently not very well if you have the body count that they have. You know, it's over 500 just about every year. You have innocent young children that are being gunned down in the streets. People can't get to work. They can't go to school. Many have to only shop during the daytime hours. People are afraid to get into the car. People are afraid to leave their homes at night because this governor, because this mayor are completely clueless as to how to combat crime. Brandon Johnson, he has signed an executive order making something called ICE-free zones.
Today, we are signing an executive order aimed at reining in this out-of-control administration. The order establishes ICE-free zones. That means that city property and unwilling private businesses will no longer serve as staging grounds for these raids.
Not only are the Chicago PD under great duress, in one incident over the weekend, ICE agents were ambushed and rammed by 10 cars in a suburb of Chicago on Saturday morning. Officers were forced to fire defensive shots at one assailant, a U.S. citizen woman armed with a semi-automatic weapon, but that seemed to be completely ignored by the drive-by media. When it comes to, you know, first time there's anything with some kind of semi-automatic, they're all over it. Gun control. But now that women are shooting at ICE, they're remarkably silent. Brandon Johnson took it further. It seems like he and others are inching, are fermenting, or trying to light the spark for some kind of civil war.
I said very candidly that the right wing in this country wants a rematch of the Civil War. I want that to sit in right now because the President of the United States of America has declared war on the people of Chicago and people across America.
Yeah, well, no, that's the last thing that the, quote, right wing wants is any kind of civil war. But I tell you, the right wing is armed. We are locked and loaded. And that would not be a good idea for the left wing. Do you remember how the Civil War started? It was locals firing on a federal facility, Fort Sumter. That's what started the Civil War, is you had a bunch of local yokels firing on Fort Sumter. President Trump says he's about ready to invoke the Insurrection Act.
Over a weekend.
What? The Insurrection Act? Under what conditions or terms would you?
Well, I'd do it if it was necessary. So far, it hasn't been necessary. But we have an Insurrection Act for a reason. If I had to enact it, I'd do that. If people were being killed and courts were holding us up, or governors or mayors were holding us up, sure, I'd do that. I mean, I want to make sure that people aren't killed. We have to make sure that our cities are safe.
All right, so the Insurrection Act may have to be invoked, and that would supersede. You have something called the Supremacy Clause that apparently most Democrats haven't read in the Constitution. The federal government is the last say. 7:13 and traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, we've got the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
All right, so the backup on the Old Harbor Tunnel is just about normal, right around the Erdman Avenue ramp. Everybody's okay on 95. It's been running without any big problems right now through Eastern Avenue, O'Donnell Street, and eventually into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. JFX looking at you live at Ruxton Road down through the city-county line. All the lanes are open. The pace is good. A lot of gaps in the traffic. That always helps out. But now the Beltway is all jammed up on the Parkville side and down the west side. And for that traffic coming through the inner loop around Park Heights Avenue, they're still getting helped out a little bit today. Not as much bright sunshine through the area, so the ride there is still okay to Park Heights Avenue. I'm just going to change the camera here to Greenspring, and that's still a good trip. A little busy towards the bottom of the hill at the JFX, but nothing major there. Baltimore County with the wreck. Crosby Road at Craigmont Road. That's over on the west side. Cleanup was on the wreck. It was a bad one earlier in Montgomery County on Route 29 in White Oak, just to the north of the Capitol Beltway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Today's going to be cloudy, mostly dry during the day. Warm and breezy, low 80s for the high. Rain moves in late tonight. Temperatures in the low 60s. And tomorrow morning, very wet, but they will dry out a little bit later on. But cooler temperatures are coming into the area starting tomorrow. Right now, sunny, 66 in Ocean City, and it is 59 in Bel Air. Time for our MAGA Movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
Most Americans want Democrats to end their disastrous government shutdown. According to a new Harvard Caps Harris poll, 65% believe Democrats should vote to reopen the government. They blame the Democrats, and 70% oppose the government shutdown. 65% say Democrats should accept the Republican clean CR. 62% say Republicans will win the government showdown. 55% Democrats say they're just trying to please their base, and that is completely accurate. Meanwhile, the Trump-appointed judge, Karen Immergut, has blocked Trump for a second time from sending troops to lawless Portland. Caroline Leavitt, White House Press Secretary, responding to the judge's decision yesterday.
With all due respect to that judge, I think her opinion is untethered in reality and in the law. The president is using his authority as Commander-in-Chief, U.S. Code 12406, which clearly states that the president has the right to call up the National Guard in cases where he deems it's appropriate.
Yeah. And again, that's for rebellion. It's for invasion. It's for lawlessness. It's for, again, and you can make a strong case, I think, in Chicago and in Portland that there is lawlessness and chaos and borderline anarchy that is currently present, requiring that the National Guard be sent. Now, what the president probably will lose on is in Oregon, the way the statute's written is the president can't force the Oregon National Guard to be called up if the Oregon governor doesn't want them. But he can surge federal agents from every other agency in Oregon without using the guard. Or he can take another state's guard, like he's doing in Chicago. He can take the Texas National Guard and send them to another state to quell any kind of violence. Meanwhile, Supreme Court rejected Ghislaine Maxwell's appeal against her criminal conviction and 20-year sentence. Yesterday, President Trump was asked, will you pardon Ghislaine Maxwell?
I wouldn't consider it or not consider it. I don't know anything about it.
Yeah, so right now, what does this mean? It means that now Ghislaine, since she's not going to get a Supreme Court review, she might be willing to talk just a little bit more with the Trump administration. We shall see what that leads to, if anything. Trump did hint at a decision to send long-range Tomahawk missiles to Ukraine. That's a day after Putin's warning that it would destroy all progress in U.S.-Russia relations. Well, Putin is completely dissing the president. Again, remember, we had that big Alaska peace summit, and he got all the trappings of treated like a king and welcomed like a king, and then he went and completely basically did whatever he wanted to do in Ukraine. So President Trump is now considering ways to make that punish Putin. By the way, President Trump is considering giving $2,000 checks to Americans after the tariff revenue kicks in. He said, quote, we're thinking making maybe $1,000 to $2,000. It would be great. It would be great if we weren't $36, $37 trillion in debt. I would think that the better option here, all money coming in from, again, hey, this is a problem. We have $5 trillion in what we generate as a U.S. economy. $5 trillion. You ever think you'd see the day we're generating $5 trillion in revenue? The problem is we're $7 trillion in spending. So we're $2 trillion in debt from the get-go. So take that money, whatever it is, and put it towards that annual deficit. And let's get it balanced for once and for all. President Trump hitting out a troublemaker, Greta Thunberg, after Israel deported her yesterday. He said, quote, she's just a troublemaker. You mean she's no longer into the environment? Now she's into this? She has an anger management problem. I think she should see a doctor. I think you're probably right. She probably already has, and that has been somewhat, who knows what the diagnosis is. And finally, President Trump is ripping Fox News for running a segment with Democrat Mark Kelly where he could say anything was never challenged. He also slammed Fox for ignoring his record polling numbers that show his popularity is off the charts. Instead, Fox promotes their center left-wing junk polls. They have a left-wing pollster there. Trump said, why is Fox News and Peter Ducey putting on Democrat Senator Mark Kelly to talk about totally unabated or unchallenged health care? The fake spin is so bad for Republicans, it's hard to believe that we win. It will be very unfair in the future when they don't have Trump to fight them. Therefore, we should fix it now. I'm watching this interview. It just doesn't end. End of quote. All right, there you have it. 261 days into the new golden age.
And we are just getting started.
All right, it's 7:20, and time once again, Stephen Friedman from the law offices of Michael A. Friedman with us once again. Good morning, Stephen.
Hey, Sean, how you doing?
We're doing fine, sir. Thank you.
All right, so as we know, October 1st of this year brought new laws into the state of Maryland, all kinds of new laws. This morning, I just want to touch on several of the traffic laws here that have changed that everybody needs to be aware of. So first and foremost, before October 1st, the speed camera fines, they were always $40. If you see the trucks on 695 or on the Beltway and you got a ticket, it's $40. Well, now the great state of Maryland has changed to a tier system. So if you are caught going 12 to 15 miles over the limit, you get a $40 fine. If you get caught going 16 to 19 miles, it's $70. And 20 to 29 miles over the limit is $120. Now, remember, this is fineable only, and no points are associated with this. But certainly, you want to slow down, and you don't want to accumulate these tickets because it really becomes a major cost after a while. A second really important traffic law that's come into effect is for reckless driving. Before October 1st, reckless driving was not a jailable offense. We have clients, actually, that are in Virginia, and reckless driving in Virginia has been a jailable offense for years. Well, now Maryland has determined that reckless driving is going to be a jailable offense. So if you're caught driving over 30 miles on the roads in Maryland, you face going to jail for 60 days and or up to a $1,000 fine. So that's completely changed. So, I mean, nobody should be going over 30 miles an hour anyway, but it happens, so you need to be cognizant of that. A third new driving offense is that under new law, the MVA now can suspend a commercial driver's license privileges for at least a year if a driver's found to have a DWI with a breath test of over 0.08. So, you know, that's really to protect the public as well. So we've got new traffic laws that we need to be aware of. If anyone has any questions or have been charged with traffic offenses, give us a call, 410-363-6848. Certainly, folks, if you've been involved in any type of personal injury accident, call us, 410-363-6848. And go ahead, go to our website, maflaw.com. It's chock full of really helpful information. So that's it for this week, Sean. We hope to talk to you next week, and maybe we'll have a Ravens victory next week. It's been a brutal season so far.
Yeah, it has. We'll keep our fingers crossed, but they've got a tough game against the Rams, so we'll see.
They do. They do. All right. Have a good one. Thank you,
guys, Stephen,
so much.
Thanks so much. Great advice. Don't forget the law office of Michael A. Friedman and their website, maflaw.com. 723, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Northbound 95, a new wreck right after the ramp here at Route 32 in Howard County. And from what I'm looking at, it looks like the left-hand lane is affected. So we're getting traffic by to the right. They may actually be more than likely on the shoulder there. Just a little bit out of camera range here, but definitely on the left-hand side. So anybody north from 216 and coming up from 198, be prepared. That delay will be a problem. Try to stay to the center and the right once you get to the ramp at Route 32. Had a new minor accident downtown at Mulberry Street and Green Street, so that's pretty close to the downtown area. Keep an eye out for that. Beltway, all the normal delays. Both the tunnels are looking at about a 7 to 10-minute delay. Nothing major so far. 95 at the Fort McHenry Tunnel and 895 slowing near the Erdman Avenue ramp. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WQCBM.
Looking for fun near Route 140 and 795? Head to Mitchell's Golf Complex in Reisterstown. Mini golf, a lit-up driving range, and a 9-hole executive course. Fun for all. Visit mitchellsgolf.com or call 410-833-7721.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Cloudy day, mostly dry, warm, breezy, highs in the low 80s. Right now, sun is up and 60 in Glen Burnie, 61 in Middle River. And they got a text here from one of our listeners saying, hey, Sean, how about President Trump helping the hurting American people with a few dollars first? And then the next couple of years, worry about the deficit. Americans are hurting. They could use a few dollars to help. While the one big beautiful bill will do that with the Trump tax cuts, the next thing that needs to come, these interest rates need to come down. So that will help as well. But I'll throw it out there to our listeners here this morning. Would you rather have a $2,000 check and forget about the deficit right now? Or would you rather tackle the deficit, which certainly is going to be a tax on the future of our children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren? Give us a call. Let us know. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Sanctuary City, Chicago has reportedly ordered its police force to refuse calls for help from ICE agents who are under siege by increasingly violent protesters in support of criminal, illegal aliens. I'm going to play you the dispatcher. Chicago recently, ICE agents were boxed in. They were being rammed by illegal aliens in their cars. Gunfire, defensive gunfire was used to try to protect these ICE agents, and they called for help to the city of Chicago and the Chicago PD. Here's what happened.
Okay, any kind of particular hairstyle, just younger, male, Hispanic, on foot, wearing all black?
No hairstyle.
Okay. 10-4. And one is for the hit and run. This guy fled from the scene at 37th Place in Kedzie. It all occurred, started at I-55 in Kedzie. Then they fled southbound at Kedzie, where that offending vehicle crashed. They ran the federal agent off the road. They fled on foot westbound 37th Place from Kedzie. It was a male Hispanic younger wearing all black clothing. 99.
Yeah, send the cars in that direction. Have them stay put 2 or 3 blocks away, all right? Have them hold tight until I give you further direction, please.
Okay, 10-4, and for the units responding to 39th Place in Kedzie per 999, if you guys can just... For the units responding to 39th Place in Kedzie, if you guys can start... heading there as quick as you can, and then just hold tight for instructions with 999.
So the chief of patrol, clear everybody up. We're not responding over there.
Radio tick. And again, per the chief of patrol, we have all the units that, per 999, chief of patrol said all units clear out from there. We're not sending anybody over to that location.
62, we're going to clear out as soon as we can, Spud. We're like locked in over here, so we're going to do the best we can to get out of here as soon as we can.
So there you heard it, right from the dispatcher and from the person that apparently was taking orders from the chief of patrol to clear out. Do not respond to those ICE agents in trouble. Now, that was not a stand-down order, but it was a clear-out order. So the Chicago police superintendent yesterday had a long press conference where he tried to explain. First, he denied that the stay-put, clear-out, stand-down order was issued.
The chief of patrol would never tell someone to stand down when any fellow law enforcement agent is in trouble.
Well, somebody did. So if it's not the chief of patrol, somebody either misheard or mistook, but he said there was a communications breakdown.
There was some communication between boots on the ground, a supervisor, and the chief of patrol. So there was some communication by phone. There was something that was put out there that there was an internal message that came from the chief of patrol. That is absolutely not true. There is no internal message.
And Larry Snelling, he's the superintendent, he said that he had a warning to criminals, do not box in ICE agents.
ICE, HSI, are officers. They are agents of law enforcement. If you box them in with vehicles, it is reasonable for them to believe that they are being ambushed and that this could end in a deadly situation. And it's reasonable for them to use force based on those conditions. Do not box in any law enforcement officer. You are breaking the law when you do that. And you are putting yourself in danger.
Yeah, well, don't box them in because they're going to be on their own. And the National Fraternal Order of Police, Illinois Fraternal Order of Police, just about every police agency, sheriff, they've never heard when a call goes out for any law enforcement officer in trouble needing of help to be told to stay put, stand down, or clear out. Unreal. 7:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Mayor Brandon Scott says the city of Baltimore has filed a lawsuit against Money Lion Technologies for an alleged payday lending scheme. The city claims the company used misleading marketing and interest charges that trapped residents in an exploitive cycle of debt. The mayor and city council claim Money Lion violates Baltimore's Consumer Protection Ordinance by misleading and manipulating consumers into taking high-cost, high-frequency, small-amount, short-term loans known as Instacash advances. The mayor says Money Lion preyed on vulnerable residents in borrowing cycles that made it harder for them to pay bills and put food on the table. Governor Wes Moore has announced the launch of the Maryland Department of Labor's Federal Shutdown Loan Program. The program provides financial support to Maryland residents who are essential federal employees who are required to work without receiving a paycheck during the shutdown. Applications are now being accepted, but they will only be processed if the shutdown extends through October 15th. Under the program, one-time loans of $700 will be offered without interest, and they have to be repaid 45 days after the shutdown ends. To qualify, applicants must provide proof of ID, Maryland residency, and essential federal employment status. And Maryland Congressman Johnny Olszewski has asked that his pay be withheld until the federal government reopens. Speaking in Towson on Monday, the 2nd District Democrat said it's important to lead from the front and be treated the same as federal employees. WCBM News Time, 7:32. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the 3s.
Hey, Maryland business
owners, listen up. You're already paying into the Empower Maryland program through your utility bill, so why not cash in on the benefits? If your facility uses outdated lighting, you could qualify for 100% free LED lighting upgrades. No strings attached. Now, that means zero equipment costs, zero installation costs, zero hassle for you. Now, this offer is now available only to businesses. So, for any office, warehouse, retail store, house of worship, government building, any commercial properties, these new LEDs can slash your energy bills by up to 50%, reduce maintenance, and brighten your workplace. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED, and schedule your survey. That's 855-4-FREE-LED. Don't miss out. When the program's over, so is the savings. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Get started on your new LED upgraded lighting for zero cost and energy savings. Call now.
You're with Casey and Company at 633. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
The wreck on 95 northbound after Route 32 is confined to the shoulder, but it's a little bit tight right there. So we're getting all the lanes by. But in the meantime, tail end of the backup is almost back to 198. So it's 198, 216, Route 32 before you're really on the move once again, even with most of the lanes clear. Now, that may change once some of the wreckers get in that area. We see the fire department kind of moving around again in that same spot. So we'll keep an eye on that. But right now, it's a pretty good-sized backup as you're traveling through there. BW Parkway inside the Capitol Beltway had a wreck south of the ramp at Route 202. That's still backed up. It's moving a little better, but it's been backed up for a while. The accident downtown was at Mulberry at Green. You'll have all your morning delays in and around 695. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are looking at increasing clouds today, but still warm and kind of breezy with highs in the low 80s. Rain showers move in late tonight as lows fall into the low 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
735 Sports is brought to you by Greeben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. With at least some players potentially coming back next week for the Ravens, a question on the minds of fans is, has the team at 1-4 with the defense in the current condition it's in hit rock bottom? Or can it get worse? Linebacker Kyle Van Noy tries his hand at that one.
I don't ever think it'll be a rock bottom. I mean, it could if it keeps going this way, but I just think we have good enough players that all it takes is literally like one play to change it, one win to change the momentum. And
Ravens' first injury report for the week will be released after tomorrow's practice. College football, the Terps failed to prove Saturday that this season could be different from the past, blowing a 20-point lead against the Washington Huskies and taking it on the chin. 24-20 was the final. Here's head coach Mike Locksley in the postgame.
We're a young, talented, inexperienced team, but there's zero doubt in my mind that we're talented. And much like I said before, everything that we've made corrections with, we've seen them go execute. Today was the first day we didn't do it.
And while the Terps fell to 4-1, the Naval Academy marched on with a huge win over Air Force.
Horvath winds up, fires it deep.
Rich Walsh had the call on the CBS Sports Network. Eli Heidenreich, a senior from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, with 243 receiving yards and three touchdowns on the day. Navy outlasts Air Force 34-31. Heidenreich now in the Navy football record book with most receiving yards in a single game and 14 career receiving touchdowns. Baseball playoffs last night in Milwaukee. The Brewers' dream season continued at home.
And it's a high fly ball to left field. Happ underneath it, in front of the wall. This ball's gone! Andrew Vaughn ties the game with one swing.
Alex Faust had the call on TNT. Andrew Vaughn, a cast-off from the lowly White Sox last year, helping the Brew Crew overcome a three-run deficit and beat the Cubs 7-3, took a 2-0 lead in the best of five. And the Dodgers did the same on the road in Philly, up 2-0 after their 4-3 win. NHL gets underway tonight with three games on tap, including the Stanley Cup back-to-back champ Panthers hosting the Blackhawks in Sunrise, Florida. Last team to win three in a row were the Islanders, who won four in a row 42 years ago. Caps open tomorrow night in D.C. They'll host the Bruins at 7:30. The time now now is 7:37. When we return, more White House UFC matches that we'd like to see.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
All right, so we talked at 6:30 about now the new date, June 14th of 2026.
Yeah, it's Trump's Flag Day and Trump's
80th birthday.
Yeah.
Correct. So here's some matches that we'd like to see, or at least I'd like to see. Brian Stelter against Jesse Waters.
Oh.
How about that?
Jesse would clean him up.
He would. How about this one? J.B. Pritzker against Ron DeSantis.
Wow.
You think? All right. Because right? Yeah. Pritzker can't move too well anymore.
No,
you know?
He can't move at all. No. I'd rather see J.B. Pritzker against Chris Christie. I think.
Oh, that's nice.
That would be.
That's a sumo match.
That is a sumo match.
They need to wear those little ponytails.
All right, and the little loincloth, too.
No.
Okay, no, not that. How about this? The speed of Jasmine Crockett against the power of John Fetterman.
Well, that would be no contest.
Okay.
He's much larger than Jazzy.
Joy Reid against Stephen Miller.
Steve Miller.
Steve Miller.
Did you hear AOC was chirping him for being 4'10"? She was making fun of his height.
Oh, really?
Steve Miller's actually 5'10". So AOC, she needs a new therapist or something.
How about this one?
Do better research.
This one will be the final match, okay? This is the grand finale. James Carville and Steve Bannon.
You like that? Yeah, I do. That would be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Carville versus Bannon.
Bannon would whip him.
Bannon's a Navy vet. He'll take
care of him.
Yeah, he'll take care of him.
He'll take care of him.
Wow. Absolutely.
Carville's tough, though. He's like nails.
He talks tough.
He's like a little... I can't assort...
Who would you match Maggie Hunter with?
Oh, no.
Oh, Maggie. I got to think about that
think
one.
Think about that one for just a second.
I'll come back to that with
anybody
30.
Here, are we talking...
No, anywhere.
Yeah, anywhere. I know. We'll come up with
one. Cool. Please do.
I'll take care of you.
All right. Thanks, Gary. 7:39. Kurt in Edgewater says Americans should get the $2,000 tariff rebate. Why, Kurt?
Because of Powell's failures with the economy. He refuses. He's too late, Powell. The economy needs a jump start because of him. It should have been done by him. But to err is human, but to really screw things up requires a Democrat.
So do you think this is really what President Trump is thinking, that to prime the pump a little bit, these $2,000 checks, that most people would spend it into the economy or pay a bill or do something along?
Yeah, well, Christmas is coming up too, though.
So yeah, that's true.
Hopefully, with the Christmas would start off good, and then the construction hopefully would pick up, which is always how the economy gets going is through the construction.
We need the housing starts. Yeah, so that's what we need. The housing starts to get going, and that'll come when the interest rates come down.
Right, right.
All right, Kurt. It's a great suggestion. Thanks for weighing in. Appreciate that. So the arraignment for former FBI Director James Comey is moved up to tomorrow morning, 10 a.m. for security reasons. So, again, according to the judge in the case, so I don't know what took so long to begin with. I mean, if this was a Trump official, if this was somebody involved, there'd be pre-dawn raids with CNN waiting on the street or the block right in front of the house.
Fangs dripping.
Yeah. But the next one might be Persecutor Jack Smith, former Special Counsel Smith, allegedly tracking the private communications and phone calls of nearly a dozen Republican senators as part of his investigation into the J6 Capitol riot. Senator Chuck Grassley held a press conference yesterday.
Solicitation of these telephone records, which I think emphasizes the political weaponization that was behind all this effort. And we're still getting more information, but we've released some records today, and I'll let Senator Johnson take over from here, and then each one of you colleagues can join in when you want to, whatever you want to say.
First of all, I want to thank Senator Grassley. It is because of his relentless advocacy for whistleblowers that a lot of this information is surfacing right now. We wouldn't know about the list of 100 Republican entities that were targeted by Jack Smith's Arctic Frost investigation. I don't think we'd know about this as well. So we need whistleblowers.
Yeah, they need it. Arctic frost. I mean, have you noticed all these things? Crossfire, hurricane, Arctic frost. They all got some kind of weather thing during the Biden regime. Wondering if
it's kind of creepy.
If they were looking into the White House cocaine with, remember, there was cocaine found in the White House?
Maybe that in the library, I think.
Operation Snowblower or something like that. Who knows? But Ron Johnson named some of the names of senators who were involved in this.
But this is outrageous what has happened. I just want to give you a timeline of this. I think you've already got the FBI sheet that shows the number of members of Congress that were targeted. Representative Kelly, Senators Graham, Hagerty, Hawley, Sullivan, Tuberville, myself, Senator Lummis, and Blackburn. Now, this memo was dated September of 2023. To put it all into context, the Mar-a-Lago raid occurred in August of 2022. Jack Smith announced the indictments against President Trump in August of 2023. So this is almost 2 months later. They're casting this net, this fishing expedition against members of the Senate and the House. Again, I've been investigating this with Senator Grassley. This doesn't surprise me, but it should shock every American of what the Biden administration has done.
Remember, there's got to be a predicate or a when you're asking for this kind of spying with the warrants and the phone calls and the wiretaps, you have to go to a judge and say there's some kind of criminal activity here or a predicate for this spying. I'd like to know what that was, because it looks like this was just a fishing expedition. This guy was allowed to basically go on and try to dig up dirt on everybody based on no evidence whatsoever, and that should be he should be held accountable. When is the perp walk? That's what we want to see.
Exactly.
743 traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, here's Chuck Whitaker.
Brought to you as a service of the Liberty Ship John W. Brown, docked at the Inner Harbor. 95 northbound, still slow. The wreck was crowding the inside lane northbound just after the ramp at Route 32. So we've seen brake lights coming up from 198, from 216, and up through that area. And it looks like it's still slow at the scene, though it has improved just a bit. But you still need to stay to the center and the right as you're traveling through there. The inbound side of the BW Parkway, south of the Capitol Beltway, towards Riverdale Road. They had a wreck there earlier, and that's still backed up as well. 695 locally. Yep, all the normal delays are there. We've been backed up this morning, but nothing major. Just look for those delays on 895 around Pulaski Highway, 95 south, anywhere from the Eastern Avenue Bridge, and then moving down into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Join us aboard Baltimore's ghost ship, the SS John W. Brown, for an unforgettable experience filled with history and spooky surprises. Great fun for the entire family for Halloween. It's every Friday and Saturday in October. You get all the information, BaltimoreGhostShip.com. I didn't know my ex-wife was in the studio.
Get out of here.
Which one?
Get out, scram.
Don't.
I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Is that the ghost of the future, the present, or past? I'm not sure which.
That's the ghost of paychecks past.
Exactly. We need a contestant for our Choose Your Fake News segment right now, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You get to match wits with Kristen, Chuck, and Maggie. And let's see, right now we've got our Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Cloudy today, mostly dry, and warm and breezy. Highs will be in the low 80s. And then we get some rain moving in later on this evening. It's going to drop temperatures tomorrow. We'll be in the low 60s tonight. And then very wet in the morning tomorrow, drying out. But cooler temperatures, upper 60s to near 70 tomorrow. Right now we're 61 and sunny in Parkville and 60 in Severn. And it is time once again to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. We have no contestant this morning, so it's just the panel matching wits. So we'll start with story one. President Trump is adding to the incentives for illegals to self-deport. In addition to free airfare and $1,000, the Trump administration yesterday said that they would give each illegal alien a complimentary sombrero autographed by Hakeem Jeffries. Getting a little bit of a troll there, huh? Story two. Babies could be born without the biological mother after scientists created functional human eggs from skin. American researchers demonstrated it was possible to replace the DNA from an egg with genetic material from another person's skin and turn it into a sex cell ready for fertilization. And story three, a male North Carolina school bus driver who identifies as a woman and calls himself Miss Sharon, arrested last week, charged with multiple counts of abusing minors. Lee Twain Tate, arrested for involving juveniles ages 14 to 15. He goes by Sharon or Ms. Sharon. Story one, complimentary sombreros for illegals who self-deport. Story two, babies could be born without biological mothers. Or story three, Ms. Sharon, a transgender arrested for sexually abusing teens on a bus. All right, we'll start with Maggie.
I'm calling out story one with a sombrero incentive.
You think there's no sombrero incentive. Okay, story one for Maggie. Kristen?
Yeah, the number three is horrific, but I'm afraid that's probably true. And the scientist story, they might say that. It's not like they haven't gone all the way to really prove they can do it, but they probably are saying it. I think I'll agree with Maggie. I think number one, even though Trump does joke a lot, so we might be wrong, but I did not hear that.
Chuck?
Yeah, he does joke a lot, but I'm not so sure. I'll go with the ladies.
All right. Chuck Whitaker goes with
the ladies. Sure they're both ladies, but never mind.
The bus driver.
You've been reading the bathroom wall again.
Wait a minute.
You better stop
already.
It.
See how nasty they got just that fast.
You're triggered.
Story one is indeed our fake news story of the day. So congratulations, Maggie, Kristen, and Chuck going with the ladies this morning. All right. Thank you.
I noticed he has a new strategy now on the new show. Instead of picking something different to be different, now he's going with the crowd. So I'm wondering what the thinking is behind
that.
Last week was a very down week for Chuck.
I'm not allowed to pick my own choice. Whether the crowd went, then I'll go first, and that way I don't go with the crowd. How's that?
Okay, we'll let you go first tomorrow. How's that?
Very nice.
You can't sit with us at lunch anymore.
I know. It's a damn shame. Right?
That happened years ago. Because he ate everybody's lunch.
That's nice. Just in elementary school a couple of times. Come on.
Exactly. All right, Chuck. See you in a couple. Appreciate that. Glenn in Easton says, no money, no bucks for you. Right, Glenn?
That's correct. It makes no economic sense to give anyone a rebate check when we're $37 trillion in debt. Unless we just understand that we're never going to pay the debt off, and then it doesn't matter if we pay people $2,000 checks. Because,
I'm wondering at what point did we get in this far into debt where I don't think nobody's treating it seriously. Nobody ever talks about the debt seriously, and I think you're probably right. I don't think there's any intent to ever pay it off.
If you had to actually factor in the debt to our economy, we would get a Z credit rating. It would be that bad. It would be not a triple A. We would get a Z. It is so bad. It is unpayable. It is mess, but the interest on it alone is unpayable, I believe. And no one cares in D.C. about paying the debt down. They just don't care because the Federal Reserve is inflating the money every year. You keep losing value of your money every year.
And that's the problem with fiat paper currency coming off the gold standard, and the fix was in back in the early 70s. Glenn got around, but listen, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. So we've heard from both sides here. Kurt says, give us the money, and Glenn says, no bucks for you. What do you think? 410-922-6680-1-800-WCBM-680. You're listening to Casey and Company on WCBM.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a 5-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866- 597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k X-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
A lot can happen in an hour.
Strap yourselves in, folks.
We'll update you at the top of it, just minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
This just in from via text. Ace Man says, I have a match for the White House Ultimate Fighting Championship. It would be Chuck Whitaker versus a dessert plate. We could call it Rumble with the Crumble.
Wow. Not that funny. He's a train wreck. I thought he was going to put me up against Maxine Waters and some of the heavyweights. There are a couple of big heavyweights in there and probably take me out.
There are a couple of heavyweights. You're right. All right. We'll still work on it. Get other suggestions here as well.
Yeah, that's good.
Speaking of which, traffic weather on the threes.
Shut up, Monday. It's
Rumble and Crumble Johnson.
I-97 southbound towards Annapolis. Yeah, it's a normal delay coming down from Benfield through the split at Route 32. All of that is there. Some bright sunshine on your way down towards Route 50. But the Bay Bridge is fine. Three westbound, two eastbound. Everybody's good over towards the Severn River Bridge, Ritchie Highway towards Roe Boulevard with the lanes open, clearing out. It's going to be a little slow yet, but northbound 95, the wreck after Route 32 is gone. The backup is still there coming up from 216, but it should be gone in the next 15 minutes. And the BW Parkway wreck also cleared, and we're improving now south of the Capitol Beltway through the ramps at Route 202. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast today. Cloudy, mostly dry today. Warm and breezy. Highs in the low 80s. We see some sunshine here this morning. 61 in Parkville. And it is 61 in Middle River. We got just a couple of texts here this morning coming in from some of our listeners. By the way, this is from Ron. He says, Sean, the predicate. We're talking about the predicate for spying on these Republican senators by persecutor Jack Smith. The predicate is breathing wild Republican. Come on, man. Yeah, exactly. That's what it is. Let's go to Craig in Hereford. Good morning, Craig.
Good morning, guys. I'm addressing that second news story about scientists trying to create, eggs that can be fertilized from skin, somebody's skin.
Mm-hmm.
Which it's the appalling arrogance of science that wants to try to do what God does. If they could make a human being, would it have a soul? God puts a soul in to the eggs, to the fertilized egg that He has created from the man and woman that created it, that fertilized it. They could use their money for better things, like trying to figure out how to make people who have had spinal cord injuries walk again. And I know there's money there, but this is a diversion from that. I hope that we're not funding it somehow, through kind of federal money or.
Yeah, well, I think you got two concerns there. You have, science doesn't all really care about the faith factor involved in all of this, so that sort of goes without saying. But then you have the threat of transhumanism, which I think could certainly be the downfall of our society as well. So we've got to be careful on both ends of that equation. But you raise a very interesting point there, Craig. And I think the other dilemma is we need to incentivize, especially Americans, to have more babies. We need more babies.
Yes.
And that's...
Well, and also, people need to wake up that there is a God, and He sent His Christ into the world.
Yeah.
And that's not popular with a lot of people. But
yeah, remember,
that is the truth.
Charlie Kirk told his wife, Erica, before he was so brutally murdered, that if he did ever run for president, he would make it his first and foremost priority to revive the American family.
And he was doing that, and I think he's, his death is doing that. So
yeah, I agree.
God bless him.
Craig, thanks so much. Appreciate the call. It's a good point. 18-year-old boy charged in, actually man, in the shooting death of a 16-year-old outside Lansdowne High School. That was announced yesterday. And the fact is that I would wager that this individual has a rap sheet a mile long. I don't have access to it yet, but we're working on it. But at the end of the day, I bet you had a bunch of run-ins with the law as a juvie. And once again, the Department of Juvenile Services, we still have a release of juvenile offenders. There was a 16-year-old that was recently caught committing 13 commercial burglaries and had a bunch of priors. A bunch of priors. So Vinny Schiraldi may have left, but the problems still plague the DJS because they can't effectively monitor anybody but within their agency, let alone the thugs on ankle bracelets. Law enforcement expert Jason Johnson says this is not working.
When they're caught, they're released supposedly on monitoring, but whatever type of monitoring they're on, apparently they're not able to actually track their location in real time and determine whether they're complying with the conditions of their release. And, you know, something really just has to give on this system of accountability for juveniles. It's not working.
There is no accountability for juveniles in the city of Baltimore, in the state of Maryland. And Johnson says you could argue improvements, but you got to look at the results.
One could argue there's certainly been an improvement since Vincent Schiraldi. There still doesn't seem to be any real dramatic action in favor of detaining juveniles who have been repeatedly charged with crimes or using monitoring that is a little bit more informative.
Yeah, well, that's never going to happen until you stop electing Democrats to the Maryland General Assembly. That's it, plain and simple. 759, Rescue Natural Supplements. They've got a great deal for you right now on Rescue Orosine. It is an incredible supplement because it does so many things. It helps to boost your energy without that artificial temporary stimulation of the sympathetic nervous system like you get from caffeine and from energy drinks and all that other stuff. This is sustainable energy at the cellular level. It helps to regulate your blood pressure as well. It can drop but as much as 5 to 10 points over the course of regular uses. Two caplets daily is what is recommended. It also is great for every cell in your body because we know that aging is when cells die and you want to maintain and repair and keep your cells as healthy as possible. They do this with the special formulation of Rescue Orosine. Right now you can buy one, get one free. Use the coupon code MYENERGY, MYENERGY, when you call 1-800-26-ALIVE or you log on to res-q.com. Use the coupon code MYENERGY.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. Amit Tullison. As of today, the federal government has been shut down for a week.
They're inflicting real pain on real Americans, and they seem not to care. They're playing political games.
House Speaker Mike Johnson blaming Democrats as the Senate again failed to pass a short-term Republican spending bill. It would get everyone back to work while work on longer-term bills would continue.
We take no pleasure in this because it's not just a cat-and-mouse game. It's not a political contest between R's and D's. We've got millions of Americans being seriously adversely affected right now.
Meanwhile, President Trump says Republicans haven't closed the door on negotiations.
We are speaking with the Democrats, and some very good things could happen with respect to health care.
The second anniversary of the Hamas terror attack on innocent Israelis is not passing unnoticed in Israel, where there are commemorations taking place today, honoring the dead and praying for the safe return of all of the hostages still being held by Hamas in Gaza after all this time. President Trump strikes another blow for American energy independence, greenlighting an Alaska mining road project that had been shelved by the Biden administration.
The president announced he's moving ahead with a proposed 211-mile road through an Alaska wilderness to allow mining of copper, cobalt, gold, and other minerals. It's called the Ambler Road Project, which was approved in Donald Trump's first term, but it was later blocked by the Biden administration, which cited threats to wildlife and harm to Alaska Native tribes that rely on hunting and fishing. Greg Clugston, Washington.
On Wall Street this morning, stock futures bouncing between small gains and modest losses. Right now, the Dow futures are up about 5 points. The Nasdaq futures ahead 5.5. S&P futures 2 points in the red. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Dennis Prager here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've always been a strong believer in precious metals investment, and I've always been fascinated with rare coin collecting. But owning the wrong coins that only make dealers a lot of money can be catastrophic for your investment portfolio. AmFed Coin and Bullion specializes in taking people out of non-performing coin portfolios and turning them into gold, silver, or platinum bullion. They tailor a portfolio based on your goals and not what they want to sell you. You'll never experience scare tactics, misleading hype, or high-pressure sales from owner Nick Grovich and his very knowledgeable staff. They will evaluate your portfolio, show you how your coins have performed, and take the time to educate you on the ugly industry practices so that you can make an informed decision. Smart people can make very bad investments when they're under pressure and lack the facts. Call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. AmericanFederal.com.
Good morning. You're with Casey and Company. It's 8:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Report of an accident. We can't see it because there are no cameras there. JFX southbound at Northern Parkway. Anything there could and should back us up towards the city-county line. But I've looked at the camera here at Old Pimlico Road and coming down from Ruxton Road. There's no impact there. It doesn't mean the wreck is not there. It just could mean that it's on the right shoulder. But heads up if you're coming inside the city-county line. New Howard County, one lane is blocked eastbound Route 100 near the bridge at I-95. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are looking at increasing clouds today, but still warm and kind of breezy with highs in the low 80s. Rain showers move in late tonight as lows fall into the low 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 60 degrees in Millersville, 61 in Joppatown at 8:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. A suspect is being held without bond in the shooting death of a 16-year-old outside of Lansdowne High School. 18-year-old Sharla Haywood is charged with first-degree murder in the March 4th incident. Police say Haywood is accused of shooting the victim in the parking lot of a shopping center across from the school, then chasing him onto school grounds and shooting him several more times. A man convicted of a sex offense in 2005 is heading back to prison for a parole violation. According to the Baltimore City State's Attorney's Office, Daniel Truslow violated probation by failing to register as a sex offender, not completing sex offender treatment, and not taking prescribed medication. Truslow was initially convicted for a 2004 sex offense against a four-year-old child, and he was sentenced to 40 years with all but 18 suspended. In 1997, he was convicted of second-degree sex offenses involving 2 9-year-old girls. Last night's winning Maryland lottery pick 3 was 283. The pick 4, 4599. It's 8:05. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
805 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys at Sparnan and Durbin, keeping your home warm all winter long. Ravens running game has been stuck in neutral since the first three quarters in Buffalo. The absence of Pat Ricard, one obvious factor. Question posed to John Harbaugh yesterday was, why hasn't Ricard been placed on IL, opening up an extra roster spot?
It was supposed to be a 2-3 week injury, you know, when it first happened in training camp. And then
he kind of retweaked it, and it was supposed to be another 2 or 3 weeks. And the thing has just been like, it's been a slow burn. If we'd have known it was going to be this, we'd have put him on IR, you know, the first week.
Harbaugh later projected a possible return for Ricard for the Bears game, which will come after the bye. Meanwhile, Cooper Rush wasn't the only AFC North quarterback with 3 interceptions on Sunday. The Bengals' Jake Browning did it, too. Head coach Zach Taylor hinted Browning could be replaced. MLB playoffs last night, a gem tossed by Blake Snell in Philadelphia.
And Harper, a swing and a miss. He struck him out. Snell goes back to the slider. What a...
Joe Davis with the call. 6 innings pitched, 1 hit, no runs, 9 strikeouts for Blake Snell as the Dodgers hold off the Phillies 4-3 in Philadelphia, take a 2-0 lead. Milwaukee also a 2-0 lead over the Cubs after that 7-3 win. NASCAR playoff rankings as the circuit enters the round of 8. Joe Gibbs Racing, Denny Hamlin leads the way. Team Penske's Ryan Blaney number 2. Christopher Bell, Kyle Larson, Chase Elliott 3, 4, and 5. Coming up in 30 minutes, the grumpy lobster boat captain has a PR nightmare. And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at am680wcbm.com or text to the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Coming up in this hour, more fallout over the foster care death of a 16-year-old. By the way, tomorrow, Delegate Mike Griffith will be with us in this hour to discuss his bill that would put an end to that. Glenn Youngkin, the Virginia governor, weighing in why the Democrats aren't denouncing Jay Jones over his fantasizing over the killing of a Republican speaker, his wife, and watching their children die. It seems like the Democrats are doubling down on that. We'll get into why, maybe, at the bottom of the hour. But our top story here today, Maryland taxpayers are on the hook for perhaps $1 billion over ghost students since 2019. Our buddy Chris Pabst at Project Baltimore over Fox 45 getting more answers after learning Maryland taxpayers have given millions, if not close to $1 billion, to educate students who aren't even there. They're not in class. They're no-shows. They're absentees. They're truants, however you want to say it. Maryland taxpayers last year, we find out, $168 million to educate students who could not be found. And that prompted a letter from one of the delegates here in the General Assembly to the Inspector General, Rick Henry. Now, under Maryland state law, most of the school's funding is based on the number of students enrolled on September the 30th. But during the school year, many students unenroll for whatever reasons. Some drop out, some to get jobs, some go into the service, some move out of the area. But there is one category called whereabouts unknown that mysteriously grow each and every year. 5 years ago, it was like 6,000. Now it's up to 11,000, and that's a category that's drastically increasing, and that's a problem. And by statute, Rick Henry says the only way you can fix this is by having the General Assembly do it.
So as it stands right now, we know that schools are receiving money to educate students that aren't there.
Correct.
How do you fix this?
The only way it can be fixed is by the legislature.
That's the only way you can fix it because it's already enshrined in law. And over the last 6 years, since 2019, you wait for it, the number, the dollars spent on students who are ghost students who aren't there, $991 million. Nearly $1 billion. Our tax money. Our tax money that they frivolously waste, throw down the rabbit hole, because teachers' unions don't want to play fair and square, and because we have a bunch of bureaucrats that basically don't know what they're doing. Incompetence levels at all-time highs. I think it's intentional, personally. I don't think it's incompetence. I do think it's intentional. But at the end of the day, what do we get? We got a $1.67 billion tax increase from Governor Moore and the progressive Marxist running the General Insane Asylum. And on top of that, we got money for the Blueprint of Future. More money for education for kids aren't there. How's that, folks? That's just amazing. And Rick Henry says the number one category here, the big red flag, is the number of the whereabouts unknown students that are increasing.
It's sad because you just want to make sure that student isn't ending up in some type of life or crime. But for some reason, this number keeps increasing.
Well, we know for what reason. It's because they want money. The teachers' union, the administrators, they want money for whatever they need it for. And maybe it's for donations to Democrat politicians. Who knows? But the other point is I want to say that the Maryland State Department of Education, you ready for this? They already count student attendance three times a year, on September 30th, and then again in March and in June. But only the September 30th date is used to determine how much funding a school gets. So we're already doing the counting. There's no extra work that would be required. All we need is a slight change in the law that says we're going to determine the funding based on after the third count. What you start with and what you finish with, that's what you get money for, is what you finish with. And we're not going to be spending or wasting tax dollars on children who don't show up to class. 8:13, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again with the update, here's Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, both the tunnels now finally got into their normal backup. We're backed up beyond Pulaski Highway on 895. 95 is slow back to Moravia Road, so that's the normal delay pretty much every day. Anywhere in the neighborhood of 20 to 30 minutes southbound right now, with everybody just kind of moving slowly, and then the traffic through the Fort McHenry Tunnel are actually okay. 95 Russell Street, 395, the big interchange right there at Camden Yards is doing fine. Eastbound Route 100 at I-95 had a wreck there in the left-hand lane. A couple of new accidents now. Baltimore County, Joppa Road, Honeygo Boulevard, and Park Heights Avenue at Greenspring Valley Road. Again, there was a report about 15 minutes ago that there may be a wreck on the JFX southbound in the area of Northern Parkway. Looking at the city line camera here again, and the pace is still good there. So there may be just a brief delay at the accident scene. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It's going to be cloudy, mostly dry today, warm and breezy, highs in the low 80s, rain coming into the night. And tomorrow it's going to start off wet, dry out later, but be cooler. Right now 61 and cloudy in Forest Hill, 62 in Glen Burnie. And time to once again celebrate America's 250th birthday. A busy day in American history. It was on this day in 1765. The Stamp Act, which was a British law that imposed a direct tax on the American colonies for, you know, various paper goods such as legal documents, newspapers, even playing cards. You had to pay taxes on it to help pay for the British troops after the French and Indian War. And colonists, strongly opposed this act. In fact, this is where the phrase no taxation without representation comes from. and it led to violence and boycotts and the formation of groups like the Sons of Liberty. The Unified Colonial Protest was successful, and the Parliament of the UK repealed the act 1 year later, though it simultaneously passed the Declaratory Act, asserting its right to legislate for the colonies, which would be problems later down the road. But big event today in our history. Also, it was on this day in 1777, Americans defeat the British in the Second Battle of Saratoga and the Battle of Bemis Heights. In 1780, the British were defeated by American militia units near Kings Mountain, North Carolina. Don't forget, 1940, the McCollum Memo proposed bringing the United States into war in Europe by provoking Japan to attack. And about a year later, that would happen with Pearl Harbor. Coincidence? 1952, first American bandstand debuted in Philadelphia without Dick Clark. He would join it in 1955. In 1953, the St. Louis Browns moved here to Baltimore and became the Baltimore Orioles. 1960, the second Nixon-Kennedy debate was held. And in 1991, do you remember Anita Hill accusing Justice Thomas of sexual harassment? Remember the Diet Coke and the allegations there? Justice Thomas would later be confirmed. And in 2016, Access Maryland tape was revealed when Billy Bush and President Trump's private conversation was revealed to all to try to get the president out of the race. Finally, our founding father's quote for today from Benjamin Franklin: those who beat their swords into plowshares usually end up plowing for those who kept their swords. Keep that in mind, Israel and the United States today, as they try to continue their peace talks with Hamas. And that's a look at America's 250th birthday celebration. All year long, we're going to be celebrating this, culminating in next Independence Day on our actual 250th birthday. Lots of big events and festivities are going on right now. All right, so I want to talk a little bit about this the school. $1 billion since 2019, ghost students. That is something that every Maryland taxpayer should be up in arms about. We should all be outraged that they're so cavalier. They don't care. They're not good stewards of our money. And we've seen that now repeatedly at the federal level, especially Democrats and some Republicans. It's a bipartisan criticism. But here in this state, which has been dominated one-party rule, with the notable exception of Lockdown Larry, who, by the way, was, for all intents and purposes, a Democrat, and Bob Ehrlich just for one term, and they made sure he didn't get anything he really wanted through in that first term before he was shown the door. So this is what happens when you have one dominant party rule in the state, and the level of corruption is off the charts. And we can see it now with nearly $1 billion going to the schools for students who aren't there. Excellent job by Chris Papson, Project Baltimore. Coming up next, federal agents targeting some cities here in the state of Maryland. And why were the Maryland State Police encouraged to use candy to make traffic stops? It's 820. You're on Casey & Company on WCBM.
Your projects, our experts. The Maryland Fall Home and Garden and Craft Show. October 17th through 19th at the Timonium Fairgrounds. 3 days only to meet face-to-face with more than 300 trusted local experts and discover great deals, new ideas, and practical advice. See Brian and Mika Kleinschmidt from HGTV's 100-Day Dream Home and tour the Tiny Living Square for inspirational small-space living. Shop, compare, and save on kitchens, baths, flooring, and more at the Maryland Fall Home and Garden and Craft Show. Buy tickets online and save at mdfallhomeandgarden.com.
Listen up, homeowners. If you need more space, don't move, improve. Sean Casey here for AES Builders and Home Improvement. Not only are you saving money, but you're adding extra value in your home with a home addition that'll blend perfectly with your existing space. Whether it's a sunroom or expanded living space, AES brings the vision and craftsmanship to make it happen on time and on budget. Build smarter. Visit AESHome.us. That's AESHome.us, and tell them I sent you to get a special discount on any new addition. AES, experience, integrity, results.
If you're not happy, we're not done. MHIC 37105.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Well, we can confirm that federal agents, you know, there are two enforcement and removal operations offices in the state of Maryland. One is in Baltimore, right here in our main office, and then there's another office on the Eastern Shore in Salisbury. We are now being told federal agents are targeting Tacoma Park and Silver Spring for, again, there's a lot, especially Tacoma Park, but there's a lot of illegals in those areas. And we have not been confirmed here, but Fells Point is a hotspot for illegal alien activity and elsewhere. So we'll see. We'll keep you posted on that. But according to the Montgomery County Executive Mark Elridge, he's warning of increased ICE activity due to more federal government funding. He said at a media briefing that a lot of these folks are here. They're not documented. They're not sufficiently documented. If the president assembles the deportation army that he's trying to assemble, and they start using it and deploying it, we stand to lose a lot of workers out of your community, and it's going to be very, very destabilizing. Well, that would mean more jobs for law-abiding residents and citizens of the United States and here of Maryland. Why would you promote taking jobs away from Marylanders and Americans with the use of these illegal aliens? I would think that would be the exact opposite of what you want to do. Day 23, traffic weather on the threes with the update now. The king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, we're back looking at both the tunnels and 95. You're basically sitting still at Moravia Road. Check down at Eastern Avenue, a check towards O'Donnell Street. Don't see anything in the roadway, so we're moving traffic. It's just very slow all the way through the Fort McHenry Tunnel, and then it finally does get better towards the ramps at 95 Russell Street, 395 at Camden Yards. Of course, that overflow traffic then goes over next door to the Old Harbor Tunnel, and 895 is moving a little better now at Pulaski Highway, but that's still a long delay from there into the Old Harbor Tunnel, and of course, 895, only two lanes on the southbound side. Late backing in and around the Beltway, all the usual areas, an earlier wreck, Route 100 eastbound at I-95, and then Baltimore County 15, 20 minutes ago with a couple of new accidents, Joppa Road, Honeygo Boulevard, Park Heights Avenue at Green Spring Valley Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast today will be cloudy, mostly dry today. Warm and breezy. Highs will be in the low 80s. And then the rain moves in a little bit later on tonight. Temperatures in the low 60s. And then tomorrow, wet and wild. It's going to be at least a start today and then dry out later, but it's going to be much cooler. Right now, it is 61 and cloudy in Bel Air, 63 in Baltimore City. The latest college president to be tagged with the allegations of plagiarism is a University of Maryland Eastern Shore president, Heidi Anderson, and her 1986 doctoral dissertation is now going to be reviewed at her request. This after a former UMAS professor, Donna Satterly, used a piece of software called Turnitin to compare the dissertation with that of a 1981 article by Robert Caldwell. And it found there was 26% similarity between the two documents, and that is problematic, according to the Turnitin software. So now the UMES president, Anderson, has now acknowledged the allegations of plagiarism, and she's submitting to an assessment to see if she did indeed plagiarize. And look, it's okay to quote, but you have to give attribution to who the quote belongs to or whose body of work it is. And that's the allegation here, that she failed to give proper quotation or proper attribution of this. And again, this is, we've seen this repeated. Claudine Gay, I think at Harvard, there was a person at the University of Maryland College Park, President Daryl Pines, And those investigations, I think, are still ongoing. That was back in, what, 2002 or 2006 when he wrote those papers. But, again, it's hard unless you have, either a person admits it freely, but you just put these allegations out there. Sometimes it's enough for somebody to stand down. But this is important because this is in the world of academe. This is where you're sort of on the honor code here. You're supposed to be, getting ahead and getting your degree and doing your doctoral dissertation and advancing your academic career based on honesty and based on that it's your own work. And if you're in charge of not just a professor in class but the whole university and you plagiarized to get there, it has to be proven yet, but I think then you got to go. There's no doubt about that in my mind, and I think we should hold more people accountable who lie on their resume, who embellish their resume and intentionally. And in order to get a job or, climb the ladder. Something else that we have just learned of, Baltimore Banner's reporting today that these troopers of the Maryland State Police Golden Ring Barracks in Baltimore County were incentivized with candy bars to make more traffic stops. A sign read over the box of Hershey bars, Kit Kats, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, candy equals $1.50 or 10 traffic stops in one day or 15 in 2 days. If you prefer another type of goodie, let me know. A state trooper who asked for anonymity because he was not authorized to share the photo said the candy box showed the troopers are still being evaluated on the number of traffic stops they conduct per day. Several years ago, the Banner reviewed leaked documents showing troopers in the Maryland State Police barracks across the state operating under a quota-like expectations system. Emails and messages sent to troopers and their supervisors laid out in writing how certain numbers of traffic stops and DUI arrests could lead to rewards such as new vehicles. You better call Brandon Scott for that. or in the other direction, disciplinary actions. So if you don't pull over enough people, if you don't arrest enough people, you'll be disciplined. And then if you do pull over or you meet your quota, then you'll be incentivized with... It's a far cry from going from vehicles to a Reese's peanut butter cup, But I would think, and look, I don't know whether this is somebody that's trolling the Maryland State Police and the Golden Ring Barracks or if this is an actual thing. Love to hear from a trooper anonymously here today to say if this is actually going on. I can't believe, really, that Maryland State Troopers would be motivated by candy bars.
At least make it a Snickers. It's packed with peanuts.
Exactly. I can't believe for 1 second they would be motivated by candy bars to pull people over. Come on. Really?
Who looks for these?
Yeah. Well, apparently came from allegedly a trooper within the Golden Ring Barracks. So we'll have to see. Town Appliance, if you're in the market, not just for candy bars, but, for refrigerators. I like those. You get the frozen Milky Ways. So you need a nice freezer, refrigerator. They've got it all for you. Town Appliance right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. You go in, you'll meet either mayor or mayor. There are two mayors there, mayor and co-mayor. And they'll show you their stunning showroom. They've got everything from that's budget-friendly to the top of the line. They got Gen Air. They got Monogram. They got GE. They got Cafe. They got it all at Town Appliance, and we're talking about refrigerators and freezers and dishwashers and you name it. They've got all your appliances. You could check them out, but you got to see the showroom. Get in there now at right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs. All right, it's 8:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, Maggie Hunter.
Good morning. Here are the latest. Possible human remains have been found in a West Baltimore vacant building. The skeletal remains were discovered along the 1800 block of Division Street at around 10 a.m. Monday. Police say the remains have been taken to the medical examiner, who will determine if they're human and what caused their death. Howard County Police say a new red light camera is up and running in Columbia. The camera at northbound Brokenland Parkway and Hickory Ridge Road went live Monday, and after a 30-day warning period, drivers who fail to stop on red will be issued a fine of $75 for each violation. There are more than 20 red light cameras operating at intersections in the county in an effort to reduce traffic accidents. And the Maryland Department of Health has consolidated its three Medicaid waiver programs into a single program called Community Pathways. The change aims to make services faster and easier to access while offering more consistent, person-centered support. Secretary of Health Dr. Mina Seshamani says consolidating the waivers demonstrates the state's commitment to making it easier for the intellectual and developmental disabilities community to access services that empower their growth and improve their well-being and quality of life. And Governor Wes Moore has announced the launch of the Maryland Department of Labor's Federal Shutdown Loan Program. The program provides financial support to Maryland residents who are essential federal employees who are required to work without receiving a paycheck during the shutdown. Applications are now being accepted, but they will only be processed if the shutdown extends through October 15th. Under the program, one-time loans of $700 will be offered without interest, and they have to be repaid 45 days after the shutdown ends. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
I'm Italo Liberatore, owner and operator of Liberatore's Ristorante El Bel Air. We are proud and thankful for being selected by the Baltimore Sun as the best Italian restaurant and the best caterer in the area. Our private rooms are perfect for any occasion. Birthdays, work meetings, rehearsal dinners, baptisms, and final goodbyes. 15 to 120 people, our catering menus provide great choices at an affordable price. Celebrate any event here at Liberatore's. See why we were selected by the Baltimore Sun as the best caterer in the area.
Custom home builders and remodelers find Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville so dependable and easy to work with that Jarvis has become the go-to supplier for builders throughout Maryland and Pennsylvania. They provide appliances on time, within budget, and at the right price. Remember, if it cools, freezes, washes, dries, or bakes, sizzles, or air fries, you'll find it all at Jarvis. Go to JarvisAppliance.com. That's JarvisAppliance.com. Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville.
WCBM News Time, 8:33. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
We're still slow at both the Harbor Tunnels as you're coming south, and that's from 895 around the Urban Avenue ramp. 95 still moving along very slowly from Moravia Road through Eastern Avenue and eventually down into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Some of the travel still south and east this morning if you're going through the area. Bright sunshine is still a big factor for the local ride through the area. JFX still have not seen any problems coming south towards the area of the city-county line. Again, there was a report of an accident near Northern Parkway. It's a little bit slow south from Ruxton Road towards the city line, but it looks like the pace is still good, so it's not a big deal. Baltimore County is still working on the wreck. Park Heights Avenue at Green Spring Valley. They've been out for a while at Joppa Road at Honeygo Boulevard. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are looking at increasing clouds today, but still warm and kind of breezy with highs in the low 80s. Rain showers move in late tonight as lows fall into the low 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
835 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. AL playoffs back in action this afternoon and tonight. The Tigers host the Mariners at 4:08 today. That series tied at 1. Yanks hanging on for dear life at this point, down 2-0, hosting the Blue Jays at 8:08 tonight. Last night in the NL playoffs, it was quite a night for the Brewers and Milwaukee.
Churio with a drive. Center field. Way back. From Jackson Churio.
Alex Faust had the call on TNT. The final runs of the night, they were, as the Brewers' bullpen shine 7-3, the final over the Cubs, take a 2-0 series lead, as do the Dodgers in Philly last night, behind 6 shutout from Blake Snell, 4-3 LA was the final. Monday Night Football in Jacksonville featured a field-flipping interception.
On second down, picked off! Lloyd again! Devin Lloyd! What a year! Still rolling! Down the sideline! One man to beat! Lloyd! Pick six!
Not much more exciting than that. Joe Buck had the call, Troy Aikman as well, on ESPN. 31-28, the Jags upset the Chiefs. If you can believe this, Jacksonville is 4-1 on the season. Ravens youth on defense exposed by the Texans Sunday, with no less than six rookies on the field at the same time in Baltimore's historic 34-point loss. Head coach John Harbaugh on what that means to the defense.
You know, I mean, experience is a big deal. You know, when you have experienced guys, they've been there before, they've seen things before, you know, they know how to handle circumstances. They've got like
four Pro Bowl players on the Baltimore defense missed Sunday's game. At 7:35, we told you about Eli Heidenreich and his historic game for Navy Saturday when they beat Air Force. Included in that was an 81-yard touchdown reception, which CBS Sports Network reported was celebrated in this manner.
Guys, after that touchdown, I just got a tip from the sideline that Heidenreich did the Lambeau leak to his dad, David. So a special moment for them, for him setting that record and being in the history books here at Navy. He did tell us
14 touchdown receptions for Heidenreich is an all-time Navy record. And finally, as if it's not bad enough that Carolina football is now 2-3 under the great Bill Belichick, there's a PR nightmare to boot. Sports Illustrated reporting yesterday, Belichick is preventing UNC Sports Information Department from promoting former Carolina quarterback Drake May's big upset win Sunday night over the Bills. May put together the best performance of his young NFL career on Sunday night, but Belichick ordered Carolina Sports Information social media not to recognize it, not to celebrate it on the media as he continues his vendetta against his former team. The time now is 8:37. When we return, the Phillies are offering a modified 999.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Guess what?
What's that?
Guess who just lost a kicker?
Who lost a kicker?
Who lost a kicker?
The Ravens lost a kicker.
The Colts.
Really?
The Indianapolis Colts have lost their kicker to a knee injury.
Oh, the plot thickens.
The plot thickens.
But they need a kicker now.
Yeah.
So they can't because Justin Tucker's got a 10-game suspension.
Yeah, that's true.
So November 2nd or 11th or whatever it is.
Yeah, whatever it is.
It's interesting, though. He's going to get picked up, though.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that.
I tell you
he's going to get picked up by Cleveland.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the Ravens are going to play them in Cleveland. It's going to be something. Hey, this 999 thing, we talked about it before. You remember what it is, the nine beers, the nine hot dogs, the nine innings. Well, Philly is offering now a modified 999. It's still 999, but they're petite beers and small hot dogs.
Whoa, 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 like a
beer flight. Have you ever gone and gotten a beer flight?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's nine of those.
I've never heard it referred to as a petite beer.
That's what they refer
Neither
to
I.
it as. That's what they refer to it as. And they're going to need them because they're down 2-0 in the series.
Yeah.
Anyway, listen, here's the thing. It's $54.99. You get nine little petite beers.
How
right,
many ounces?
Flight. Like four.
Four
so that's
ounces?
36 ounces.
Right.
And you get nine mini hot dogs. Now, I don't know if they're like the pigs in the blanket.
Yeah,
I don't know if they're that little.
Right.
Okay, but that's what you get for $54.99. It is a ripoff.
100% ripoff.
Yeah.
Nice try, Philly.
So, there you go.
Okay.
What about Vienna sausage? You're like the little... Just bring a can of those in your pocket. You don't feel
You
free.
Can't bring that in because...
Oh, that's true.
Well, you can
Especially
bring
in Philly,
I know somebody
fraud.
Learned that the hard way.
Yeah, when was the last time you were at a game?
Me?
You can't bring stuff. Actually, you can bring food into Camden Yards.
There are some
things
you can bring in. But then it's... I haven't been there in years.
Yeah, now they bring in, you got to bring in these little clear pockets, handbags, whatever it's, so you can't bring it
in. You can bring a Ziploc, with...
You can bring peanuts to the game at Oriole Park at Camden Yards.
You can bring a sandwich. Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Water bottles,
But you can't bring, wait, can you bring an umbrella?
Can you, no, you cannot.
Okay.
Can you bring in a 999? That's the question. All right, thanks, Gary. 8:39, more fallout from the Jay Jones threats and fantasy and hypothetical deaths, etc. Kim Taylor's a Virginia Republican delegate who faced a death threat last month. She's condemned the Democrat Attorney General candidate, Jay Jones, for his text messages fantasizing about shooting Todd Gilbert, the then Republican Speaker of the House. She said, Jay Jones' vile and violent comments are beyond disqualifying. This is a mask-down moment for Democrats, and the silence from their national party leaders tells you everything you need to know. Just weeks after a threat was made against my own life, I know how dangerous this rhetoric is. Jones should drop out of the race immediately, and Democrats should have a backbone to say so, end of quote. But exactly the opposite. I've only heard two Democrats. One is the senator from Virginia, Mark Warner. He said he found the comments appalling and inconsistent with a person I've known. And Abigail Spanberger, only because she's running for governor. It's the only reason why she has made a statement. She said she was disgusted by the remarks. However, the Virginia Beach Democratic Committee issued a statement reaffirming support for Jones, calling for Virginians to line up behind him. Quote, we are lined up 10 toes down, ready to organize, mobilize, and deliver voters for Jay and our entire Democratic ticket. Recent press may have spotlighted past mistakes. We say, let those without sin cast the first stone. Jay Jones has taken responsibility, apologized, and shown he's committed to serving with integrity and accountability that his public record already shows. Well, not only did he fantasize about putting a bullet in Gilbert's head, he then called the Republican delegate he accidentally texted that to, tried to explain himself, and doubled down, saying that it would be good to see some Republicans or Gilbert's wife and children die in her arms. Maybe that would shift their political stance.
Soulless.
This is a guy that advocates violence, who wants to be the attorney general to stop violence in Virginia. Here's Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin.
We had Charlie Kirk assassinated, and so many folks celebrated in the far left. We've had two Democrats threaten to murder two of our delegates running for office in Virginia, and now Jay Jones comes out and says that he has two bullets for Todd Gilbert's head and wants to see his children die. I mean, this is unbelievable. And what's shocking also is that after calling for the normal apology, the Democrat candidates, Abigail Spanberger and the rest of them, were out campaigning this weekend like it was nothing. They have got to call for this guy to resign, step down, get out of this race in disgrace, because this is beyond disqualifying.
Apparently, morning schmo, Joe Scarborough, did call for him to drop out of the race. So when you've lost MSDNC, you probably have lost the race altogether. Ironically, crickets from Governor Moore and from the Maryland congressional delegation and from both Democrat senators here in Maryland, who apparently, you know, they've said stuff before about condemning violence, but apparently they're okay. Because silence is being complicit. It's 8:43. Traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, the king of all traffic, Lug Nuts Johnson.
There's a broken down hearse on the JFX.
Oh, no.
For real?
Has brought traffic to a dead stop.
Don't.
Dead battery. Dead battery.
Oh, a dead battery in a hearse. Oh,
yes.
Who would have thunk it?
They have a dude or a dudette back there that they're trying to transport.
I don't know. I'm not
going
to make any more jokes. We all take a ride in there sooner or later.
Yep.
Some do it just for fun.
Yeah, that would be fun. A tisca the tasca.
Right.
A green and yellow casket. But yeah, there's no problem. He's sitting there with the flashers on, so I guess he's just waiting for some help into the shoulder areas. We'll keep an eye on that for a little while. The southbound side of the expressway has cleared out, so whatever was at Northern Parkway, that's gone now from the JFX southbound. Beltway still a little bit slow, and that takes a little while for all of that to settle down. We're still 15 to 20 minute delays southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Today, cloudy, mostly dry during the day, warm and breezy, low 80s, rain moving into tonight, low 60s, and then wet start to Wednesday, drying out later, cooler temperatures for the high. Right now, sunny, 63 in Columbia, 63 in Owings Mills. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good news.
Our Feel Good News segment brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills, for all your appliance needs. Last week, there was a youth football game in Arkansas. Both teams showing incredible sportsmanship by allowing a third grader named John Lyles to score a 70-yard touchdown. You see, John has autism, and before the game, the coaches of both teams chatted about doing something special for him. Here are the coaches and John's mom talking about John's special moment.
it just kind of happened, and it was just a pregame audible.
Obviously, we were excited to be a part of the experience, and with about 45 seconds left, he walked over and said, hey, now's the time. We got our guys on the field, and I think what was the most fulfilling for us was when we explained it to our kids, even though they're 8 and 9 years old, they were excited.
Both sides, too. Valley View and West Side. Yeah. Their kids, their parents were clapping, ours were clapping, and our whole team was in the end zone with him.
I cried. Because it was just so special for John.
Yeah, what a great story that is. And, you know, again, we've seen this before with other high schools and even some colleges, but it's always great. It made that made his day, to say the least. Brought to you by Town Appliance.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hey, it's Sean Casey. Listen up. If you're shopping for home appliances, you've got to check out Town Appliance on Reisterstown Road, Owings Mills. We're talking Whirlpool, JennAir, KitchenAid, Maytag, more than 70 top brands under one roof. The showroom, stunning. I walked in and my jaw dropped. And when you meet with Mayor or Mayor, you'll see they're super knowledgeable and make the whole process so easy. Open Monday through Thursday, 10 to 6, Friday, 10 to 1, and Sunday, 12 to 4, closed Saturdays. Visit townappliance.com, but trust me, go see the showroom in person. Town Appliance, your headquarters for home appliances.
WCBM Baltimore.
You know, this Democrat violence, it's just this, we've always known that the radical left has got a very violent wing to it, but now we're seeing it increasingly with more alarming numbers and frequency within the Democrat Party, because as the Democrat Party has been co-opted by the radical left component, these are the Marxists, the socialists, the communists, and the radical leftists. You know, we saw back in the 60s, there were the SDS, the Weather Underground, the Weather, remember, again, the I can't remember the name of the guy, Bill. Now his name has escaped me. But anyway, Bill Ayers. Thank you very much, Kristen. Bill Ayers, and of course, you know, his Bernadine Dorn and the rest of those that group that were out there shooting police officers, setting bombs, blowing up stuff, government buildings. It's rearing its ugly head again. And I think the reason why we're not seeing so many Democrats denounce what Jay Jones had fantasized or texted or even said to that Republican caller is because it's more prevalent than we thought. I think it's infected. There is a cancer that has infected today's modern Democrat Party. And to rationalize it, they must think that, oh, well, the Republicans think like that, too. Because, you know, this is just normal behavior. I mean, who doesn't wish death on their political opponents? I mean, that's the only thing I can think to explain it, unless they're so embarrassed that they don't want to bring any attention to it. But it's already out there. So you would think, if you really truly feel that there's no room for political, for violent rhetoric in our politics, if you think there's no room for this kind of behavior whatsoever, then you should come out and condemn it. I'm surprised we haven't heard from Fetterman as of yet on this specific case. And now the latest is South Carolina authorities are saying there's no evidence of arson, as Democrats are blaming Donald Trump, Stephen Miller, and MAGA after a South Carolina circuit court judge's home exploded and burned down. Within minutes, they were blaming Trump and, of course, Stephen Miller and MAGA for this house exploding and burning down. And according to the South Carolina authorities, they said at this time there's no evidence to indicate the fire was intentionally set. South Carolina law enforcement division agents have preliminarily found no evidence to support any kind of pre-fire explosion. But within minutes on X and elsewhere, there was speculation that they didn't like the judge's ruling in the past. Therefore, they decided they were going to blow up her house. So you know who thinks like that. It isn't the Republicans. It isn't MAGA. Unfortunately, today it's the Democrats. Now, Oregon Governor Tina Kotek has turned it around on ICE agents and federal agents in Portland.
Lawful demonstrations happen in the city of Portland outside of this facility. It is being managed. What I'm seeing and what we're seeing and what the mayor is seeing on the ground is an escalation from the agents who are protecting the building, trying to antagonize those protesters who are there. And I would like to de-escalate the situation. We don't need a military intervention.
Look, the radical left has been tearing Portland apart since 2016. Everyone has seen the countless videos of it for years now. And basically, Governor Kotek is telling the rest of America not to believe their own eyes and ears. Pay no attention. See no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil in Portland. So Portland federal agents have been attacked, and the buildings have been bombed. They've set fire to the federal courthouses in Portland, and that's because the Oregon governor and the mayor of Portland can't control their city. And the Portland police, they're a joke. And I'm sorry. You ought to just turn your badge in right now. Just resign. If you can't uphold the law, then you might as well just get out of the profession because you are a disgrace to it. It's 8:50, 8:51, 9 minutes before the hour. Coming up next, the latest on the foster care death of a teenager in downtown Baltimore.
Your projects, our experts, the Maryland Fall Home and Garden and Craft Show, October 17th through 19th at the Timonium Fairgrounds. 3 days only to meet face-to-face with more than 300 trusted local experts and discover great deals, new ideas, and practical advice. See Brian and Mika Kleinschmidt from HGTV's 100-Day Dream Home and tour the tiny living square for inspirational small-space living. Shop, compare, and save on kitchens, baths, flooring, and more at the Maryland Fall Home and Garden and Craft Show. Buy tickets online and save at mdfallhomeandgarden.com.
The Rob Carson Show.
What I'm looking at is the last 10 years of the Democrat Party using words like Nazi, using words like Gestapo on people like Donald Trump and his followers, resulting in massive violence going through 2020. And now in the last 4 years, two assassination attempts on Donald Trump, the murder of Charlie Kirk, and a host of other violent acts, all with the same talking points from the Democrat Party.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
By the way, in one of the greatest violations of medical ethics in modern history, a new study out from South Korea has uncovered devastating consequences from promoting and mandating the CCP virus jab on the population. The shots were pushed, you remember, on babies, pregnant women, directly contradicting ethical rules against introducing new medical interventions to such vulnerable groups before any long-term effects could be actually studied and fully understood. But they weren't just aggressively promoted. They were enforced. And if you refuse the jab, remember, it could cost you your job. It could bar you from concerts, businesses, museums, and in some cases, even deny you life-saving surgery until you complied with the mandate. And now this new study out of South Korea has found 27% overall increase in cancer linked to the jab that were marketed as safe and effective. Dr. John Campbell said there's a 1 in 1,000 chance that this result arose by chance, but the study has over 8 million people, and now they're finding that there are links to turbo cancers and other cancers with the jab. Thanks. 8:53, time for traffic, weather on the freeze once again. With the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
Well, we thought we were going to clear out on 95 going down to the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Now there's a wreck on 95 southbound around the Eastern Avenue Bridge. So once again, we're going to be backed up on 95 for that traffic coming south from Moravia Road and the city-county line. So we're coming to a slow grind once again right at Moravia Road, right side of the roadway taken away there on 95 south, and that's the late accident. It looks like at least one medic unit is there and a lot of activity, at least on the right side. Two of the right lanes are blocked at that location, and it looks like, let's just make sure here, two lanes are getting by to the left-hand side. So it just happened in the last 10 to 15 minutes, and the backup is going to be there for a while. So, of course, that's going to mean some of the overflow traffic will move next door and will still be delayed on 895 going south towards the Old Harbor Tunnel and eventually down through there. Once you get clear of this wreck on 95 at Eastern Avenue, then much better going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast today: cloudy, mostly dry during the day, warm and breezy, highs in the low 80s. Then we get some rain tonight and into tomorrow morning. Tonight's low 60s, and it'll dry out later tomorrow, but temperature's going to cool down into the upper 60s. That's not going to fare well for Kim. She's not looking too happy right now. We've got 67 and sunny in Annapolis and 64 in Pikesville.
Good times are over.
October.
Yeah. Well, you knew it was coming.
Yeah. All good things have to end. But it's okay. It's all right. I'll squeeze some trips in.
You've got a plan. That's right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
There we go.
What's coming up on the show?
A lot's going on today. Obviously, it's the 2-year mark since the attack in Israel, October 7th. So we're going to talk about where we are, where we stand. The question of the day actually surrounds whether or not people feel as though that we're any closer to getting any peace in Israel. Of course, some people are saying yes. They think President Trump's doing a good job negotiating. And some people are saying no. They don't believe Hamas is going to change their mind on any of this.
Well, I think we're closer.
Yeah.
Because we've got all the Middle East nations and Israel signed off. The U.S. has signed off. It really is just Hamas.
Yeah.
And now you're expecting a terrorist organization on the brink of extinction to sign off on this. And they're fighting it. No doubt. They don't want to disarm. They don't want anybody else controlling the Gaza Strip. I just think that... What do you do with 250 life sentenced terrorists that they want in exchange for the hostages?
I know. There's got to be an easier way to figure all this out. But anyways, we're going to talk about that, of course. Also, did you believe when you saw, did he ask for a pardon from President Trump? You believe it?
Did I believe he asked for the pardon?
Yeah.
He wasn't expecting to go to jail.
Yeah.
Didn't he have some event scheduled for last weekend before he was sentenced?
Right. Yeah. And he still got 4 years. I can't believe, with everything that came out, how did he not think that he was going to get some jail time? Or at least house arrest, at the very least.
Yeah. I think that maybe his lawyers were partially responsible. Maybe he was in denial. Maybe the fact that he didn't get charged with the more serious charges that they got dropped. So it's all part of it. But that is he's going to jail unless there is a pardon.
Yeah. And then we have the Carroll County Chairwoman of the Central Committee, Mercedes Hibbs. She's going to be with us today at 11 o'clock here live in studio. And, of course, all eyes are on the election in New Jersey. They are neck and neck. Neck and neck, Mickey Sherrill and Jack Cittarelli. And I look, if New Jersey flips, I will be excited, obviously.
We've got two really important governor races, one in Jersey and one in Virginia.
Yeah.
And Virginia's getting robbed. The problem with Virginia, the allegations are the actual, because they're not allegations anymore, Jay Jones has admitted he sent these and he's apologized.
Right.
But the early voting's already happened. I mean, the ballots already went out.
Yep.
So I don't know how many people have already marked their ballots even before they found out about the Jay Jones thing.
I know. And I wonder, I mean, of course, there's always conspiracies, but did they wait to the last minute to do all of this? Because in my view, there's no way that they couldn't have known all this existed beforehand. So I don't know. We'll continue to wait and see. Of course, we'll talk about it. So
coming up next, Kim Klasick live right here at WCBM. Stay tuned for Kim. Meanwhile, tomorrow we'll have Delegate Mike Griffith on to talk about his bill to end this foster care. And here's Delegate Chalega talking about the death of that 16-year-old at a downtown Baltimore hotel who was unsupervised.
Maryland's foster care system is in crisis.
Yeah, it is a crisis. That's why Delegate Griffith has introduced this bill. And we did find out Department of Human Services paused their contract with the vendor, who was, by the way, unlicensed. We find out unlicensed, but they paused it after the young girl died.
And then shortly after that, heartbreakingly, a young woman was found dead, a foster care child that was living in a hotel. And what have we seen done? Almost nothing. Instead, because you and Fox 45 uncovered the vendor that was servicing this young girl who was found dead in a hotel, that is when they paused the contract.
Yeah. Then and only then. And Chalega has some harsh words for Governor Moore.
Governor Wes Moore has spent more time criticizing President Donald Trump and going on a myriad of Sunday shows and holding press conferences about the government shutdown while we have foster children dying in the care of social services. Something must be done now.
That's kind of been the record of the last three governors, to be intellectually honest. Starting with Martin O'Malley and then Lockdown Larry and then, of course, finally, Wes Moore, the Bronze Star recipient. All right, stay tuned. Kim's coming up next right after the 9 o'clock news. We're back tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. on CBM with Delegate Mike Griffith on his bill on foster care. Until then, God bless our troops and God bless America. See you then.
This is the right choice for Maryland.